Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Hello, everybody. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. Back here for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Yeah, it's Thursday, June 23rd, 2011. Shouts out to my chit-chatters. I'm talking about you, Drea. Evan Kuzberg, long time no see, bro. Good to have you back in the chat room there, dude. Evan Kuzberg. Kuzbum? I can't read. Stabby McHugs. Kishu. My love, Kishu, in the chat room. And, speaking of my loves, Mrs. PG in the building. Shouts out to Mrs. PG. Oh, wow. It is a special day or a special night when I have Mrs. PG in the building. Shouts out, baby. Some of you might remember Mrs. PG. She was a guest on my show a couple weeks back. I had Mrs. PG on. And, if you're not familiar with her work, she is an old school BTR host, no longer doing shows here on BTR anymore, but she is a good close friend of the show, and I'm very happy to see her in the chat room. I miss you, Mrs. PG, and feel free to call in, honey. The lines are open. Mrs. PG, I don't know, you missed last night's broadcast. I don't know if you've heard, but I am officially a cyber criminal now. Now, it has nothing to do with the cyber sex that I've been performing across the internet. It has more to do with the fact that I am a nefarious character that has been hiding in the shadows of the internet, and I was brought to justice recently for hacking into the PETA database, and that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I hacked into their database and deleted a bunch of files, and it was eventually caught by the feds. And yeah, so now I'm a convicted criminal, cyber criminal, and I'm here to be an example, a cautionary tale to all of you. Don't get messed up in this nasty internet cyber criminal crime business. It doesn't pay, kids. It doesn't pay. All right, shut the fuck up in the chat room, Kishu. Talking shit. The hell. Yeah, Nambla, you're next. That's right. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm kidding, Kishu. I love you. I love you, Kishu. I'm sorry that we had such... I'm sorry I was so mean to you last night, Kishu. It was not fair to you. I had a lot... I was stressed out last night. I was delivering... I was addressing an issue that had popped up, and I was very stressed out, and I just snapped at you, Kishu, and I'm sorry. It wasn't fair to you, and I apologize, and I will make sure it doesn't happen again tonight. There you have it. If you would like to join me, the lines are wide open, kids. Yeah, don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Let's do this. Call me. I had a great time hanging out with Drea on her show earlier today. She had a broadcast, and myself and Kishu and Alcoholic, we were kicking it over there. Yeah, good times, good times. So, yeah, okay, I was hanging out over there with Drea, and I shared a story with her, which I guess I'll share again with you guys. Now that I'm a cyber criminal, I thought it was interesting today. I was also today in the store, went to Whole Foods today, and I was accused of being an undercover cop. So within the course of 24 hours, I've been labeled a cyber criminal and an undercover cop. I was at the Whole Foods today. And I went over there just to pick up some coffee. That's how I am. When I go to the store, when I go shopping, I just make a beeline to what I go out for. I don't window shop. I don't just say, oh, I'm just going to go to the store and just pick some things up. Just see what's there. No. I only go there when I have a specific item in mind. Like if I need a tie, I go to Macy's, go straight to the menswear. And I don't look at anything else. I have the blinders on, and I'm just making a beeline. I'm trying to go straight to that tie section, and it'll be like, I need a black tie. So I don't even look at the colored ties. I don't get distracted. I'm on a mission. I'm just lasering in on the tie. So I get the tie. Go to Macy's, get the tie, in, out, bada bing, bada boom, done. So today it wasn't a tie. Today it was Whole Foods and coffee. My only remaining vice, coffee. So I go to Whole Foods, and I'm looking at the coffee aisle, and I'm just minding my own business, just trying to figure out what kind of coffee I want to get. And this dirty hippie kid rolls up to me and just gets in my face and is just like, you're an undercover cop, huh? And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, I can tell you're an undercover cop. And he just like starts walking away. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, you know what? I am an undercover cop, and I'm on to your ass. So if you're up to any nefarious activities, mister, I'm watching you, all right? So you keep shopping, and I'm going to keep my eye on your dirty hippie little ass. And you better keep your nose clean. This is the only thing that looks like it's potentially clean on your body. Yeah, you keep your nose clean. And he started yelling at me, and I was yelling at him, and he just, like, walked off. And then, so I was just like, well, whatever. And that's not the first time I've been accused of being an undercover cop before. First time it's ever happened in a Whole Foods. But whatever. So I got my coffee and I paid for it and left. And as I was leaving the store, walking through the parking lot, I noticed the same hippie kid with his dirty hippie, gutter punk scumbag girlfriend with him. They're walking out with a 12er of beer. Of course, they're getting harassed by. They're getting yelled at by the security. The not undercover security, just straight up badge security, is like yelling at these hippie kids as they're leaving the parking lot. And then I notice this, so I go straight to them, and I start yelling at the security guy, and I'm just like, I got this, man. I got these guys. No problem. Pretending like I'm like in cahoots with him. And then that hippie kid looks at me and he kind of like has this look in his face like he's about to shit his pants. So I go straight at him. He's just like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? No, dude, I was just kidding, bro. And I'm like, I get up in his face and I'm just like, it's all good, man. I'm not really an undercover cop, dude. Just literally was just shopping for some coffee, and I showed him, flashed him my coffee, and he just starts laughing, and I'm laughing, and he's like, yeah, you want a beer, dude? I'm like, no, dude, I'm good. And then he fucking, I don't know, he started walking into the park, going off into Hippie Hill, or whatever the hell. Oh, man, it's just the typical garbage I have to deal with, walking around the hate. Yep. Lower hate, upper hate, don't matter. But upper hate is where it's really bad, though. Right where the park's at, it's just tons and tons of burnt-out, dirty hippies, gutter-bunk kids who live in that little fucking... live in the park. These kids fucking live in the park, you know? And they're not... they're doing this by choice, okay? These are not destitute individuals who have no recourse. These are all white kids, probably trust fund, former trust fund babies. They probably burnt through all their trust fund money. And now they're just like, you know, living in the backwoods in Golden Gate Park. It's really disgusting. It's really sad. I mean, none of these kids, they're all white. They're all white. Okay? None of them. There's no Hispanics. Illegal aliens living in the park. There's no black folks living in the park. There's no Indians living in the park. There's no Asians living in the park. No, it's just white kids. Just deadbeat, burnt out, middle-class white kids who ran away from home and, just living... hand to mouth in Golden Gate Park. It's fucking disgusting. And I'm hearing some feedback from. Oh, you know what that is? That's my shouts out to 50 Rubles in the other room watching some movie at full volume. Whatevs. So anyway, let's take a look at the chat room here. All right, we got some the chat room starting to fill out here a little bit. Good times. Welcome to the program. It's open lines, so whatever's on your mind, it don't matter. Just call me and we'll start chit chatting. Maybe you'd like to share a story as far as like these dirty hippie burnout. You know, maybe it's not hippies in your town. Maybe it's Maybe they're gutter punk kids. Like over in Berkeley, they're more mostly gutter punks. Here in San Francisco, it's kind of a mix between gutter punks and hippies. But over there, mostly just gutter punk. The hippie thing is kind of gone, you know, it's sort of a relic. Plus, most of the hippies are out on tour with Phish. So they're not really, you know, the ones that stayed behind are here, but the rest of them are gone. Let's see. We have ATM Be Cool here on the board. What's up, ATM Be Cool?
How's it going?
It's going all right, bro. How's it going with you?
Well, I'm perplexed about your encounter with the hippie whatever.
Yeah, the hippie kid.
He goes from accusing you of being an undercover cop for some unknown reason, and then, like, say maybe 10 minutes later, you're outside and you're like, dude, I'm not an undercover cop. I was just fucking with you. And he's like, oh, dude, you want to come have a beer? I mean, all of a sudden, all the suspicion in his mind is gone because you said that you weren't a cop?
Oh, no. You know what? He said he was just kidding around. I mean, he used the excuse that – essentially, he used the excuse that people use on the internet, which, oh, I was just trolling you, bro. I was just trolling you. I was just fucking around.
The trolls are taking over Whole Foods.
Well, I mean, he is, yeah, essentially. He's a real-life troll. I mean, he didn't say I was just trolling you, but he said the equivalent of that. He's just like, dude, I was just fucking around. And I was like, yeah, I was just fucking around with you, too. We trolled each other. There's so many trolls in San Francisco. It's disgusting. That's why I carry a megaphone so I can talk over them, because a lot of them are fucking loud, dude. Like, seriously, these motherfuckers. You know what I love doing with my megaphone? I love walking down Haight Street and... I love walking down Haight Street and you get bombarded by the drug dealers, the guys that are selling weed, and they're always like, "Yo, man, you need some buds," and I love to bring out the megaphone and go, "No, I don't need any buds, but maybe somebody across the street who you can't run into might need them." So I'll get on the horn and I'll just be like,
"Hey, is anybody looking to score some buds? Anybody over there on the other side of the street looking to score some buds? What's up? Hello, this guy right here in the black hoodie? Yeah, he's looking to sell some narcotics. So, hot mic. Sorry, my bad." Once again, the gentleman here with the goatee and the Marilyn Manson hoodie wants to know if you are interested in some kind green bud. Once again, right here, this gentleman right here. Why are you running away, sir? Sir, where are you going? I thought you were looking for to make a transaction here. I guess he'll come back later, folks. Sorry.
This is his normal corner. He will return in a few hours.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's got to go hit the stash. You know, I don't think I'm some more shit.
Right. It's real life trolling.
Do you actually, like, every day carry your megaphone with you?
Yes. That is my, that's the only weapon we have nowadays, folks, is our voice. That's it. That's the only weapon you have. Not even cameras. They don't even let you use video cameras anymore. They've already started making laws against that shit.
Oh, yeah. In a lot of states, it's illegal to film cops and law enforcement professionals. You can go to jail.
Fuck
it's
it.
Just like, what the hell?
All right, hey, we got the board starting to light up. Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu.
I didn't put my hand up.
Oh, all right, bye-bye. So we'll put her back on hold. Oh, Fire Shit's here. What's up, Fire Shit?
Yo, what's going on, Vince? Good to be on the show. Good to be on the show.
Good to have you on the show. Is this your first time on the show?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Fuck yeah, dude. Cool. It's about time.
Yeah, it
so
is
what's
about
going
time.
On? What's going on with you, man?
I was just getting a little deeper into what's all this PETA crap about. And I wanted to confront you right on the air. What's going
confront
on, man?
Confront me, bro. Well, ask me a question. Ask me what's going on.
So you got fired from PETA and you pretty much trolled them, right?
Yeah, have you seen my YouTube videos?
No, I'll have to see them.
Yeah, you haven't gone deep enough into the rabbit hole yet, Fire Shit. Get back to me when you've seen the YouTube videos.
Okay,
get
baby.
On it.
Anything else?
Got the links. Give them to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're the internet phenom here, Fire Shit. You should be giving me the links. Are you kidding me?
I'm kind of lazy right now. I just want you to give them to me.
I'll tell you what. I'll take a little break, and I will track all that shit down, and I will link you before the show's over, bro.
Well, what's your terms of your probation, like, to start with?
What's the terms of my probation?
Yeah.
It's a year's probation. I have to test for alcohol and various narcotics. And it's for a year. I basically have to check in with my PO once a month, fill out a bunch of fucking bullshit paperwork, and keep my nose clean for a year, essentially.
You're a freaking criminal, Vince.
Yeah, man, I'm a menace to society. Like, you don't want to see me around a glass of beer, because if I have a glass of beer. Like today, I had that hippie offer me a beer. If I took that beer, Fire Shit, do you understand what could have happened? I could have gotten intoxicated and potentially came home and unplugged the entire internet. Okay? That's how dangerous I am. I'm not fucking with you here, all right? I'm giving it to you. You want real talk?
Yeah,
right?
I want real talk.
Yeah, real time.
We'll talk live.
If I were to somehow become drunk, like all these idiots who call my show, like geez, where do I start? Melissa
start
Hopkins,
like that Goofy Bone
Steve
guy,
Ogle, Goofy Bone. They're all a bunch of drunks, you know.
Bunch of goofy drunks.
Yeah. So I'm not allowed near a drop of alcohol. You don't want me shooting up heroin. You don't want me smoking pot. You don't want me taking ecstasy. You don't want me taking LSD, because I could potentially the animals would never be safe. Like if I suddenly get drunk, you could see potentially all of PETA's videos disappear overnight.
Wow.
Seriously. If I were to smoke a joint and drink a bottle of or two of beer, oh my God, Fire Shit, we're talking no more PDF videos ever, probably.
The whole system crashed.
It's just, forget about it. It's done.
They're gone.
The animals are fucked. This
like,
is all for the animals.
Animal planet,
are you kidding me?
It went beyond.
Dude, animal planet gone. All the animals would die, like, pretty much instantaneously, is what's going on. So if you put me in a room with a six-pack of beer and a joint, all the animals
just
on the planet would cease to exist, all right? That's essentially what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
I'm a loose cannon, bro.
And now you know.
I'm trying to think of what I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but the terms are essentially that. It's a year. I have to just check in, and I have to report anytime I get a parking ticket, anytime I get a speeding ticket, I have to report it. Obviously, I'm bound to a certain, you know, area of California. Essentially, if I go outside of Northern California, I have to give 2 weeks notice to my PO.
Vince, you're such a bad boy.
Because you know, if I were to go outside, if I were to say, oh, I don't know, go back to Los Angeles, and not notify my PO, and oh, imagine this. Oh, can you imagine if I was in Los Angeles without giving prior notice, in a hotel room with a six pack of beer, a joint, a tab of LSD. And, Jesus, let's throw a hooker in there.
Male or female?
And a secure internet connection and three or four proxies, the animals would be wiped out overnight. Forget it. Game over. You might as well pack up Noah's Ark right now, because Vince in the Bay is on the loose.
He's such a bad boy. He's bad to the bone, Vince.
I know. I need to be spanked. And the only person...
I thought he was this big sweetheart on the internet, and now look at him.
That's Vince in the Bay. There's two different people.
This is the one they caught me on. Anyway, all right, let's go with Kishu. Kishu, spank me, baby.
You're a dick. I don't want to spank you right now.
Why?
Because you're still being mean to me.
How am I being mean to you? I just kissed your ass for like 10 minutes.
You didn't kiss my ass at all. No, you didn't. You didn't. I want like major ass licking. I want your tongue in my asshole.
Tongue dart.
All right, bend over. Oh, wait. I thought. Wait, can you bend over so I can lick your tongue of your asshole now?
You're wrong with it. I'm bent over.
Bill, you didn't wipe. Fuck.
Ha. What you get? Oh. Anyways, I guess I'll forgive you since you're such a hardcore cyber criminal and that just turns me on so much.
No, baby. I'll give you cyber sex tonight. You've never had cyber until you've had cyber with cyber.
Fucking dog.
Dog's quieter than your keyboard.
That's not my keyboard. That's Fireship 100%.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
Fireship. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not even typing. You jelly?
Somebody's typing like a madman.
Friday, I'll
All right, so what else, Fire Shoot? Is that it? Any more questions?
I was wondering how big is your cock?
It's fucking huge. Because I'm speaking for Vince again.
Confirm. It's about six and a half inches around there.
Because I'm officially Vince's spokeswoman.
Flaccid.
Are you uncircumcised?
Yes.
Good.
It's pretty fucking wind, to be honest.
Guess what? You get to go to heaven with me.
Yeah, fire shit's pretty win, too.
Yeah, you get to go to heaven because you're circumcised. Let that be a lesson to everybody out there.
Chop part of your dick off and you'll go to heaven?
Yeah, you jelly?
It's true.
Well, hey, to each his own, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of different shit people will try.
I need henchmen. Stabbing McHugg says I need henchmen. What are you talking about, dude? I don't need shit, man. I'm Vincent the Bay, bitch. It's just me. That's it.
Oh, really?
What do you need henchmen for?
I know. What do I need henchmen for? Are you kidding me?
Are you planning some kind of cybercrime again?
Dude, you don't need...
You can't go to jail for what you're planning in your mind.
Exactly. Well, I think you can, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
In that case, I'm going away for a long time, ATM Be Cool.
I think we all are. Especially your thing with farm animals. You know, that's not legal in all states.
Yes, I was trying to infiltrate PETA because I knew that my unholy union with my poodle Fluffy would need them to be taken down before we could be legitimized.
Is that why they fired you? They
Dr. Peter Popper?
Whoa.
Where'd you come from, dude?
Peter Popper.
I'm just looking at the chat room. I'm looking at the chat room. I got Alcoholic in there, Almighty Sports Show, ATM Be Cool, Dr. Herpington, Donald Ogle, Dr. Peter Popper, Freya.
Oh,
Evan Kuzberg, Fire Shit, Flyover Territory, Goose Zone, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs. Was that a frog?
There's like five of them.
Like a bunch of frogs that are fucking
every
out.
Night they fucking get in my pool. It's not cool.
They're so loud, too.
They're loud. There's one like right here. Oh, they're so nasty.
I saved a bunch of little frogs the other day from a parking
lot. They're
not
frogs. They're nasty toads. They're toads. They're, and they they come and they make that noise and they try to fucking lay eggs in my pool.
Dump in some more chlorine or something, you know, tell them the fuck
off.
Dude,
there's so much chlorine and it doesn't fucking faze them. Like, I don't know, they're like, hardcore, oh god, hardcore frogs. And they're like, they keep jumping out of the pool and jumping back in. Like, they'll go to the steps and they'll jump out and then they'll jump back in. They're everywhere.
Is it, like, really hot or something?
Yeah, like, at this time of year, they live underground, like, they live in the dirt all winter, and then this time of year, they come out, and they, like, at night, they get in the pool.
And they get it on.
Fucking nightmare. Yeah, and they get it on. It's a fucking nightmare. Shut up, frog.
Aw, man, I think we scared away Mrs. PG. She's like, oh my god, Vince is a criminal? I'm getting the fuck out of here.
She doesn't want to get caught up by
No. I know why she left. I'm sorry, I forgot. I know why she left. She hates Goofy Bone.
Oh.
Yeah, her and Goofy Bone they have long beef that goes way back, way back. When I first started on Blog Talk Radio, Goofy Bone, I was actually enemies with Goofy Bone too. When I first started
really?
Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. When I started BTR, ATMB, who is this? Fire shit. Holy crap, man. You got some serious background noise. Hey, fire shit, I put you on mute, bro, because your line is fucking really loud. But if you want to come back on, dude, just press one twice, like go off the line and come back on. You know what I'm saying? Like put your hand down and back up because like your background noise is gnarly, bro. But anyway, and I muted you too, ATMB Cool, just because. But I was going to say about Goofy Bone. Wait, ATMB Cool, I'm talking to you about Goofy Bone, so I'm not muting you. Sorry.
I'm quiet.
Yeah, you are quiet. Let me try Fireship. Maybe he fixed his thing. Let me see. Oh, Fireship, you're much better. If you could just mute on your side or whatever, it's all good. You sound better. Good. I was talking about Goofy. All right, Goofy, when I first came onto the scene on BTR, before any of this Bill Wagoner, Debbie Daly crap, I came on the scene, and the crew that was running hard at the time was out of Milwaukee. It was like, I don't know, maybe five or six people out of Milwaukee that were hanging, like, doing shows, like, nonstop all day long, like, on BTR. Like, seriously, there's, like, five or six of them, and they just strung together all their shows together. And this was back when BTR was free. You could do a three-hour show for free. And these folks down in Three Abu is a part of that crew, too. Three Abu is a part of that crew. These folks would string together all their shows on BTR, so they'd do like a full day's worth of Milwaukee themed programming. It was insane, and I started hanging out with them and going into their shows, and then they would come to my show, you know, and it was cool, and and so Mrs. PG was part of that whole scene, and I was running with them, and their enemy was Goofy Bone. Like they used to have serious beef with Goofy Bone. Like there used to be back and forth shit. One time I hosted a fucking rap off. It was like a rap battle. It's probably still in my archive somewhere. I don't know if it's labeled, but there's an episode I did, and it was Petey Green from Milwaukee versus Goofy Bone out of San Jose, and I was like the moderator for this rap battle because these two guys had like this huge beef, dude. And I had them both battle on my show. It was fucking badass. But yeah, back then I was like totally on the side of the Milwaukee In the Building crew. And they went by the In the Building. Yeah, it was inthebuilding.ning.com. That was when Ning was like all big. Everybody had their own Ning.
I'm glad I wasn't a part of Ning.
Yeah. I had my own fucking Ning. But yeah, so like when I was on the scene on BTR, Goofy was just the bad guy. He was our arch nemesis, and like I'd go into his chat room and he'd just kick me out right away. He'd just be like, "Oh fuck you, that faggot hanging out with the fucking Milwaukee pieces of shit." He'd like kick me out of his chat room. And then I went away from BTR. I just fucking left for like a year. And I guess during that year, that's Bill Wagoner and Debbie Daly came onto the scene. And yeah, and I was gone for a long time. And then I came back, and Goofy was like one of the only people that was still around that I remembered back from when I started on BTR. And I don't know, I guess I just started becoming friends with him just because I didn't know anybody else around. He was the only person I remembered. Yeah, he was like the only person I remembered. And I don't know, we kind of squashed the beef pretty quick, and now we're like buddies.
Good times.
Yeah.
So it was a Midwest, West Coast, you know, gangster rap battle kind of deal.
It was a Midwest versus West Coast rap battle. Yes, it's exactly what it was.
Like it'd be the West Coast of Lake Michigan there, so that doesn't work. It'd be West Coast, but they're two different coasts. I don't know.
Okay.
I was trying to come up with something that made sense there, but you know, sometimes it goes backwards.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Nice try. All right, just leave it, dude. It's all good. It's all good. So, I guess I'm going to take a little break here. Everybody's kind of like chilled out. I'm chilled out. I'm apologizing through the entire night profusely to Kishu for being such a dick to her last night. Yeah, I kind of snapped at you last night on the show, Kishu, my bad, and as part of my making up to you, I'm going to play this this song for you, baby.
Hell yeah. That's right.
I'm twisted and deranged. And I ate that little game you had called.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Stop hating, yo. Stop hating in the Bay. That's all I'm saying. Just stop hating in the Bay. I don't care. You do what you gotta do. But just stop hating in the Bay. I'm back with ATM Be Cool, Fire Shit Derp, Kishu, and now I think we have the Bone, Goofy Bone. What's up, dude?
It's Bobby Vince. How's it going, everybody?
Well, I think I just from that one sound of your voice, Goofy, I've already figured out who our drunk of the night is going to be for the program.
Who? Who's going to be the drunk of the night?
I don't know. It sounds like you, Goofy, unless you're, Steve Ogle would say, tired.
I'm not tired. No, I've been drinking. Do I win the prize? What do I win?
Wait, did you say you have been drinking or you have not been drinking?
No, I've been drinking.
That's what I'm, yeah, you get the prize.
I drink every night on my show. You... What's wrong with that?
No, you're just proving my thesis, my show is basically a repository for
alcoholics.
Like a, thank
it's
you, thank
it's
you.
Like a it is for
just bumbling, stumbling alcoholics. Just flock to me. They magnetize to me for some reason. I don't get it. Hey, Fire Shit, are you drunk? Too, by the way, I just want to make sure everybody's drunk on my panel. Are you drunk, Fire Shit? All right, he's sapping or something. ATM?
Yeah, I'm a little drunk. You jelly?
Are you drunk? Okay, ATM, are you ATM? Be cool. Are you drunk?
No, I am not.
Are you drinking though? Are you drinking though?
No, I'm drinking some Monster. Other than that, no.
All right.
Kishu, I've only called you drunk once, and that was, you know.
Kishu, are you drinking? Are you drinking tonight, Kishu?
Well, what's the problem that I'm drinking? Is that bad or what?
Well,
No.
I want to
no,
understand. I
no.
don't
and
drink.
And Smiths
I,
are not I, overrated.
I don't drink, but I don't understand why I attract all these drinkers, though. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I have one of my best friends on the internet is alcoholic. His name is Alcoholic. What the fuck does that mean? What does that say about me? That all these alcoholics hang out with, like, just magnetized to me. I don't get it. I don't drink.
It's
not because I'm forced. And it's not even because I'm required to. It's like I wasn't drinking before I got on pro. What am I on? I've always got to be careful.
Probation.
I always want to, like, I always feel like saying parole, but I'm not on parole. I'm on probation.
No, Evan. Sorry, I should.
But
say
whatever.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't drink. I don't even drink socially to begin with. So like I don't understand why drunks would come to my show in droves. It doesn't make sense to me.
Look, I'll explain to you why the drunks come to your show, okay? We don't have no excuse for Steve Ogle, but he's tired, okay? Melissa Hopkins, you know, she does what she does. She has, you know, a couple of kids, and, you know, she has stress, so she has to drink all day. You know what I'm saying? And as for me, you know, well, first, I'm Mexican, so it's like I'm eligible to drink. Second of all, I work at my work. I kind of have stress sometimes, so I tend to like to drink after that. And then third of all, I just like to get on my show and just to get drunk, fuck, and yell at Will. And that's it.
Goofy, is Will real?
Yeah, Will's real. Everyone thinks Will's fake. Why do people think Will's fake?
Why do you keep pretending like you have, like, white friends, dude? It's cool.
I heard him one time. He's real.
No, I heard him, too. It's recording, dude. Come on.
He's not recording. Oh, my God. That's why I tell you. See, look, if you go back to one of my shows, I think it's the Macho Man show. Will took over the show. And fucking,
no matter, dude. You could have rehearsed that yourself. I pre-record shit all the time, dude. You're not fooling me, bro. I pre-record shit all the time.
Well, I'm not a stick like you. If you want, I'll take pictures with Will. We'll put Will on fucking Tiny Chat if you want. You guys don't believe me. You guys think I'm a drunk with an imaginary friend?
No. I'll tell you what. Why don't you fucking call Will right now? Give me Will's number, and I'll call him right now. Give me Will's number right now, and I'll call him.
I can't give you his number online.
You got an imaginary friend. It's so sad. But it's cool. I think it's cool. You play it off really well, dude.
Imaginary friend, people. He's imaginary. You can't see him, but I can. And he runs my switchboard every day here at Blog Talk Radio. Fucking imaginary. He, you know what? He's related to the invisible man and the singing bush from fucking Three Amigos. That's who he's related to. He's fucking invisible. He doesn't exist. He's just gone. He's not here. And I'm just talking to myself. Fuck it. I don't care.
What a goofy
guy. What do
I
have to prove? I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to put him on the fucking phone. You guys think that Will Crawford is fake.
Call him right now, dude. Call him right now and let me talk to him.
I'll call you right back. I'll call you right back. Bruce can't do it
three.
Bruce can't do it three ways. Look that up. Anyways, I'll call back. We'll get Will Crawford on the fucking phone right now.
and not on his stupid, corny little... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's the stupid Mexican goofy bone. Frutting like he's got friends.
What a crazy, goofy guy.
He is a pretty goofy guy, isn't he?
He's just a silly billy.
He's a wild, insane guy. Good times. Hey, it's Disorderly Conduct. Join in the fun, kiddos. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Tishu, what's happening?
Dying.
Did you just wake up or something, or what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
She's crying again.
No, I did it the other day on the phone with you, remember? I just did it again.
Your
Burns.
She called Dick Burns, and now she's crying again.
Why? I'm never drinking limeade again. Limeade is the devil.
Drink what?
Limeade.
It's a girly
limeade.
Drink.
Limeade is the devil.
Okay.
For some reason, it doesn't want to go down my throat. It wants to go into my nose and burn the fuck out of my nose. So.
Because you're not drinking it right. Learn how to drink.
Right? No crying. I was crying yesterday, though. I was crying my fucking ass off and raging and just going nuts.
You want to talk about it, champ?
I was in Skype chat, and I was like, fuck Vince in the Bay, that faggot, I hate him.
Tell us why you dislike Vince in the Bay.
He hurt me yesterday. He hurt my feelings. It started before the show, and... then on the show, he was just being really shitty, and he knows why, and that's all that matters, and he's apologized, and
you know, he definitely should do some more ass-licking, though, because...
You know what? He doesn't need to apologize because he's a bad boy.
Well, maybe I'm a bad girl.
He's bad to the bone.
Most of what I said was true. It was totally true.
Is that right, Vic?
I was butthurt. I really was butthurt.
Yes, good. I'm a bad man. You don't want to get messed up with mixed
good.
Up with a guy like me.
Well, I'm a bad girl, okay? So you don't want to get mixed up with a woman like me.
Me, Vince, and Dick Burns are in a super team. And we're glad that you cried yesterday.
I'm glad you're glad that I cried yesterday. Okay.
I drink your tears. Gives me powers.
That's pretty hot. If you would drink my tears, I would cry all the time for you.
Wow. That's shockingly compelling. But we have to take calls, kids. We got somebody on the line here, and it's a Skype caller, and it looks like the name is A Mary Cunt. What's up, Mary Cunt?
Hey, I just wanted to say that the last caller needs to get back in the kitchen.
The last caller.
I'm always in the kitchen.
Hey,
what are you talking about?
You're not in the kitchen right now. Get back in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen right now, actually.
Don't you hear that echo? The tile. That's the tile. The floor. That's the tile of the kitchen. She's in there right
now.
I cooked some mushroom with like steak strips for dinner tonight. It was pretty win with some red potatoes, and I made a green bean casserole.
And you didn't invite me. I thought I was gonna be your butt buddy.
Come on over, baby. Come on over.
All right, let's go.
I will cook for you anytime.
Awesome.
So what's going on with you tonight, a Mary Cunt? What's all right? Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, geez, my girl's talking to me. I gotta hang up.
He buggered off. He's like, oh shit! I thought. Wait a second. Okay, never mind. Wrong show. I got your Skype.
You have a really
so,
cute voice.
So I just told you it's Skype. A Mary Cunt.
Okay.
Should we call him back? He sounded a little scared. I'm afraid for it. Like, he kind of scurried off in a hurry. I'm afraid we might have, you know, maybe insulted him or. I'd hate to have a caller feel intimidated to call into the show. I'm just here to make love and have joy and merriment. Oh, here he is. Mary Cunt's back. All right, cool. He's not butthurt after all. Maybe he just... Let's check him out. Mary Cunt, you're back. Sorry, dude. We lost you. What happened, bro?
Internet connection crapped out. I'm sorry about that, man.
Oh, no worries.
We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, we're glad we didn't lose you. We were afraid you were butthurt or scared or thought we had insulted you somehow, and we're very open to new callers and new listeners.
It takes a very large object to get me butthurt.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad. So are you new to the show here? Are you a new listener?
Yes, this is my first time listening.
Oh, excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming through, and you're welcome to hang out here on the panel. Is there anything that was on your mind that you wanted to call in about exactly?
Not really. I just wanted to throw the kitchen comment out there, you know.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome to hang out.
Yeah, most of our normal listeners know that I'm in the kitchen quite often.
You're more than welcome to hang out and chime in the peanut gallery here. We do have quite a few callers queued up here, so I'm going to go down the board here. And it looks like Goofy Bone's back. He's no doubt probably more shit-faced than he was a second ago. What's up, Goofy? Did you get Will Clark?
No, I can't get a hold of Will.
Shocking. Yeah, I'm shocked.
No, stop.
Is that real?
Tomorrow on the show, we'll fucking have him talk. Everyone says that. Why does Will sound fake? I don't know. What the fuck did Will do? Will didn't do anything.
He's not real.
Will's there.
I'm going to just start calling him. Okay, you know what? Okay, let me ask you this, Goofy. Let me just ask you this, right? Totally unrelated question. You used to watch
Sesame Street.
No, shut up. You used to watch Sesame Street, right? Back in the day, watch Sesame Street?
Yeah, who didn't?
Did you believe in Mr. Snuffleupagus? You did, didn't you? God, what a sucker, dude. All these people. The minorities, the ethnic minorities are always the most
successful. Man, come on, dude. I believe
they're,
in self-love.
They're always the most impressionable.
Right there.
They just
he was
fall.
Fucking there. He was there with the fucking bird. You know, now that I'm high, I watched Sesame Street once, and I'm telling you, that show is meant for stoners. My God, all these Muppets going crazy. Fucking crazy.
Again, another example why it should not be legalized. I understand now. I really understand.
there was some chick
that called herself, like, on Twitter today that I kind of fucking got into a Twitter fight today with, who calls herself, like, I don't know, Cannabis 69 Girl or some shit like that. And she's, like, going off about how, oh, I'm going to puff up and, like, finish off my my Michael Jackson tattoo that I'm getting. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? And I retweeted it with and said, like,
Michael Jackson.
Here's Exhibit A on why you should not legalize, you know?
Well,
like, come on. What
how,
do you
how
think?
Is, how
well,
is one
is
person
get...
reason to not legalize? I mean, there are a lot of good people that can still function when they're high. I mean, I smoke on a fairly regular occasion, but it doesn't get in the way of my personal life. You know, why let a handful
I
of people...
function. What are you talking about? I function all the goddamn time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why? Did that offend you? Did you get mad?
No.
Did you get butthurt over that a little bit? Did that offend you?
No, what pissed me off...
I was just trolling her, dude.
...is that people think that they're fucking drug addicts on weed.
She got all defensive. It was bad on her. She didn't have a good sense of humor. Either that or it was just a lame joke. I'm talking about this bitch that I was fucking with on Twitter today, dude. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, no.
Why is it always about you? You're too... ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us tonight, the drunk of the night is Goofy Bone tonight. So stay tuned. Goofy, you're on mute right now, and... once again, at some point, we will let Goofy go off on a complete tirade. I will just give him the floor. I'm going to wait a little bit later in the program. But, Goofy, I want you to start thinking of a good monologue, something that you can just totally blow us away with tonight, all right? Yeah. Normally, I would hand this over to Melissa Hopkins or, say, I don't know, Steve Ogles. But it looks like tonight it's you, Goofy Bone. So work on a good. Think of a topic. Don't tell us what it is. I want you to think of the topic right now, Goofy Bone. And sometime in the second hour, Goofy, you're going to give us a soliloquy on some brilliant shit that you're just going to fucking just blow our brains up with. You know what I'm saying? Find some other level shit. Go on Google or wherever you go. Find us some next level news item or whatever, and blow our minds with it in a little bit. All right, dude, that's your homework. What else do we got going on here?
Usually, whenever Goofy goes flying off on shit, it's usually about BTR and their switchboard. So,
well, he's part retarded. He doesn't know how to operate the switchboard. It's too much lights and buttons for him.
He should work with Ghost.
He's
That's
trying.
Why his imaginary friend does it.
Exactly.
Well, occasionally it does operate pretty well, so that is evidence that there is another person in the room somewhere.
Right. Wow. Good times.
You see,
good times.
In Goofy Bone's head, Wheel is real to him, you know?
Well, obviously. I mean, look at him. He was defending him like he was a real person. Like, to me, in his voice, he genuinely, like, felt offended that we were capping on his imaginary friend. He was just like, oh, my God. Like, I really think that he believes that Will is real.
Like a beautiful mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
He said on Skype, you know, hold on here, let me pull it up. Something he just says, fuck that, Will is really real. Like, dude,
oh, are you kidding me? If he said, oh, well, if he said that, then I guess that proves that Will is real, I guess. My bad.
If there's any argument if somebody's real or not, then usually they're not real at all.
I don't know. Who else is in San Jose that we could, you know, possibly get verification from? Maybe Mouse could verify?
No, Mouse is in, are you kidding me? Mouse is in Florida.
Well, that ain't going to work.
Actually, she's not in Florida. She's on vacation right now. She's traveling. I think she's in, like, Texas or Oklahoma or some shit. But she's on the East Coast. She's gone. I don't know. Let's check.
Miss Computer Lady?
Goofy, where is Mouse? Let's call Mouse.
Is she real?
Goofy, are you there?
I thought you told me within the next hour I have to be quiet because they're going to do a thing about fucking the switchboard and Blog Talk Radio.
Holy shit, dude. No, dude. I didn't say you were on mute, dude. I was just saying, I said in the next hour, I'm going to give you like a chunk of my show to just talk.
I don't want a chunk of your show, Vince. It's bad enough you got people hating me in the chat room. I don't want to do that.
What are they saying? I'm not looking at the chat. What are they saying in the chat room? What, I'm missing it. What are they saying?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. They're not saying that. Here's one. Mal said Goofy has a 2-inch penis.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
We hot tub
two
and cover.
2 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
In a redwood box, Melissa. That looks like some quality shit right there.
Oh,
it?
My God. Shit, I got
fucking
old Rooter
legit.
Vinny.
Yeah.
It's only 2 inches from the ground because you got 3 inches of clearance.
What kind of clearance? At Walmart?
Yeah, what kind of clearance?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that one.
Damn, shut up!
Whoa.
Sorry, Vince. I didn't mean to yell.
I love when Fire Shit said Will, how hardcore his accent came out. You're so cute, Fire Shit.
You are pretty cute, Fire Shit. I'll second that.
I'm sorry. Thanks. I didn't mean to yell at you, Fire Shit.
Thanks, guys.
If I was a man, I would become gay for Fire Shit. And being a woman, I would do just about anything to sleep with Fire Shit.
That Alabama accent, it fucking gets all the ladies.
It does. Oh, my God, it does.
Fucking assholes.
You jelly, brah?
Well, Wisconsin just doesn't do it, you know? Eh?
Oh, my God. Whenever I hear a thick Wisconsin accent, I think of that bitch Greta Van Susteren.
Man, I would have fucked her with her old face, man.
She's oh, man. Have you ever listened to her show and heard that her say President Obama? Have you heard the way she says it?
I've never watched it.
President Obama. President Obama. Today's President Obama. Man, give a speech to that Congress. President Obama. She, like, mumbles through all of her show. I don't understand. I need cue cards. Or not cue cards, fucking subtitles.
The teleprompter.
Horrible. She can't talk. And she's plastic. She's had so much plastic surgery, she looks like a fucking mannequin.
She does. You know, I used to like her back in the day when her face was fucked up. But then when she redid her face, it got even more fucked up. So I, like, totally forgot about her.
Exactly, Mundo.
Yeah.
I want to see what people are saying in the chat room here. Let me see.
I'm not in the chat room.
Tell them about Bunny, George.
Alabama Black Snake. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, I was fucking on fire on Twitter today. I got some dudes mad on Twitter today.
Cool.
Who did I get mad? Oh, this guy. I love this guy's music, but he's kind of butthurt because he's not getting any enough royalties off of his music on the because of the internet. What's his name? Black Joe Lewis.
Oh, I saw
Lewis.
That tweet. That was so funny.
Black Joe Lewis. Did you see my back and forth with him though?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I think I got under his skin a little bit.
Butt new music.
I was like, dude, I legitimately bought your music. I like your songs. I was giving them propers, but then I was at the same time just like, I was just like, I hope you don't. I hope you're not signed to Sony. Black Joe Lewis. It's Black Joe Lewis. That's the thing, the Twitter.
I sent a Twitter to Penn and Teller asking them to do a bullshit show on magic.
They haven't done one yet?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Fire shit, why don't you call in more? More fire shit. Nice to have you around for once.
I don't know.
A hacker pleads guilty to stealing info on 120,000 iPad owners. What kind of time is this guy getting? I'm curious.
The year
have you guys heard the news about Arizona?
None, because the iPad sucks.
Ooh.
Right?
But
Only poor people say that.
Fuck, I ain't poor and I ain't getting no fucking iPad or iPod iPhone.
I'm not really a touchscreen person, to be honest.
If you run Flash, it sucks.
Yeah. I got a BlackBerry.
Hey, Vince, how come none of these fucking trolls want to fight? Are they all little bitches behind a computer? Because I'm a gangster. I want to fucking fight somebody. I want to sit here and talk shit on a computer.
All right, this guy has
I'm going to laugh, Goopy Bone, when you're talking about all these people being bitches behind your computer and somebody wipes your fucking computer.
That's what I want, Kishu. I want to put it on YouTube. I want, if somebody's out there,
how would you put it on YouTube if your computer's fried?
Get my fucking ass. I want to see it right now.
Dude.
If he wants, I will.
Dude, you should chill out for a second, dude. Just seriously.
Yeah. Told him you were going to let him go off.
I guess this is it.
That's what I want to see.
Goofy, calm down. Well, can all of you shut up for a second?
Wow.
Except you, right, because you have a team voice.
Okay,
go ahead,
you guys can just take over for a second. I gotta go drop it. Wait, hang on a second.
Shut up, Goofy.
Hang on a second. All right, one second, Mexican. Shut up. Right. Before you guys start throwing down here, because obviously he's in that mode where he's not happy drunk anymore, right?
Too much booze,
this is
not
enough
weed.
Ding, 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 the main event. Get ready to rumble, folks.
Daddy never loved me.
Wait, before we get this going, Goofy, any last words?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Oh,
el hombre.
Whatever, dude. I don't speak Korean. Wait, we got to, before we let Goofy on, we got a caller here. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
What's going on?
My God.
Fucking frog.
I'm sorry. That's Jane. That's Jane. But Jane. Jane, you brought the frogs with you for some reason. It's Jane and the Frog Brigade, apparently. Where did that come from?
You're so fucking loud. Like, can you imagine? Like, I mean, from where I'm at, it's like, it's ridiculous how loud they are.
Are you kidding me? They're louder than you.
I know. It's something else. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show.
I got a pool full of frogs.
Goofy's
a little mad.
Oh, dude, Goofy is on in rare form tonight. So, unfortunately, Melissa Hopkins is not here for us to drunk rage for us, but we have Goofy, and he's foaming at the fucking mouth right now. I'm getting ready. I have to go do a number two here. excuse me. I have to go do a number two here. I'm just going to put myself on mute and let Goofy go to town. So this is going to hopefully be one for the fucking record books. But yeah, Goofy.
Why is he mad?
Well, Jane's here, so Jane can put him in his place.
Jane, you
no,
can
no,
ask.
No, 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 I don't even know why they got to do the math.
Yeah, no,
why
don't worry,
math?
Jane. Jane, you're gonna have a chance to ask him directly. So I'm gonna unmute him in 3, 2, 1. Goofy, you're on. What's up, bro?
I'm trying to calm down because I'm gonna bust somebody's fucking head open. I'm just chilling. I'm just smoking a blunt and relaxing. So I'll just be right here.
I told you, too much booze, not enough weed.
No, fuck that. I'm smoking right now. The fucking weed is fine. I'm just chilling because these little pussies on the fucking internet, they're over here being little bitches like they are. They don't want to step up and say, hey, Goofy, I'll accept your challenge. I'll fucking fight you on YouTube. No, nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to be a little bitch and say, fuck you, Goofy, you're a fucking faggot, you're a fucking wetback and all this other shit. Yeah, let the wetback fucking handle your ass and beat you to the fucking ground and knock all your fucking teeth out. Because all you guys are fucking pussies. I'm telling you.
Goofy, I don't think anybody cares enough. I'm sorry.
Fight you on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
YouTube battle, baby. You mad, Goofy?
I'm mad, bro. I'm mad. Oh, I need a drink.
Goofy on YouTube is hardcore. He's elite hacksaw.
Yeah.
What you drinking over there, Goofy? What you throwing back?
I had
a little Jack Daniels
tonight. And
sounds like you're drinking 151, man.
Nah. 151, that's nasty. I get bimbo fucking wasted off that shit. Hell.
That's only for the ladies.
He that and boom. Oh, whenever I need a cheap date, I get a broad and boom to go here. Down this motherfucker.
Goofy. What are the stakes? What are the YouTube stakes? You want to fight on YouTube, so what are the stakes?
I'll pay for somebody to come over here and fight me on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But you got to pay your way back. I mean, if you beat me, right, or if I beat you, in the end, I'll pick you up and shake your hand. But that'll be that. I just want to put it on YouTube.
So where are you at?
I'm based out of San Jose, California. We got the fucking San Jose Bodunk Airport here. Southwest Airlines, everyone. So fucking come on. Let's do it.
And Vince can video it. It'll look
fuck
like
yeah, a... He's a video photographer.
Yeah.
Vince, he has all the video skills. He'll probably have 6 video cameras set up to get every angle. That's what type of person
Okay, but
is.
What are the stakes? What do people get if they beat your ass?
The thing is that they beat my ass. Oh, my God, they win. They win.
They win what?
They win.
You need
Goofy
to say something like, I'll
Goofy
never come online
no
again or something.
Show my face
yeah.
on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I'll put that out off there. Fucking bang it. Fucking bang it. Because believe me, people, when I sit behind a computer and I look at all these little pussies talk all this shit, you know what I love to do is I want to take my fist and fucking bash their fucking teeth in, because I have a teeth collection, you know what I'm saying? I love to bust fucking people's teeth out.
You have
out.
A teeth collection, collection?
Collection,
yeah.
Collection. Follow here.
Word. So are you a Mexican-American?
Whoa. Turn
yeah.
that shit down.
Goofy.
Thank you.
But you know what? There's only one person I won't fight on Blog Talk Radio. Because he has more training and martial arts things in the world. What's his name? The great Steve Ogle. He has 20 years of martial arts. I can't beat him.
Well, what about Wild Goose? Wild Goose says he has 12 years experience.
Yeah, but see, Wild Goose is my friend. I wouldn't want to fight Wild Goose unless he crosses
the
line.
That's why I'm saying you gotta be specific about what it is you're throwing down.
Okay. Well, I want to fight somebody that's talking shit. I don't want to just go up to somebody and just hit them. What if they're my friend? I don't want to do that. That's not nice. So what I want to do is I want to get one of these trolls out here who's got the balls. I really wish Tozeki did, but they already arrested his ass. But I want to fucking fight somebody that really could sit here and say, I'm a real troll, and I'll accept your challenge, Goofy Bone, and I'll bash you to the fucking ground. You know what I mean? I want something like that. But obviously, we have what Ghost says, these little low-life pieces of fucking monkey junk, cock shit, dumb fucking pieces of low-life children of the fucking corn fucking bullshit. That's what we have. I don't know if Ghost said that, but I couldn't. I had so many words in my mouth, I had to throw them out.
Children of the fucking corn, dude.
Goofy, you used to have that much stuff in your mouth?
No, not that much. Just the blood. Oh, yeah.
Somebody put out that maybe you should fight Will to prove that he's real.
I'll beat the shit out of Will, but, you know, Will's not that type of person. Will's like one of those fucking little, I went to Christian school type of fucking guys that are coming out of the fucking, you know, the real world, you know, not living with your mommy and daddy anymore. He hooked up with some fucking, you know, some Vietnamese chick that's fucking, that's really, I think, using him, you know. She's always asking for rides. She's always stuck somewhere, you know. It's like, and then he went to Vegas with his bimbo, and then she's over there, you know, dancing or walking around a fucking casino with another guy. I mean, come on, Will. Let's be serious here.
You know who you should fight? Bill Wagner has a $1,000 bounty. He will go up against anybody in the octagon in Vegas. And he has said on his show that he will put up $1,000 for anybody that can take him out in the octagon in Vegas.
Is this Jane? Is this the great Jane? The one that shut down that
I think you should take Bill Wagner out.
The thing is that, you know, I have a picture of Bill Wagner, you know, above my bed and Ghost, because I pray to them every night because they're great people. But if Bill Wagner really wants to challenge somebody like that, I don't think he's calling me out. But if he wants to call me out,
he's
down
calling
to do
anybody
that.
Out. He has a standing agreement, $1,000 in the octagon in Vegas with anybody who says they can beat his ass.
I don't even need the money. Fuck it. I'll fight just to fight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to fight Bill Wagner. Oh, shit. If I beat up Bill Wagner, the next fucking day at fucking Blog Talk Radio, everyone's going to look at me different. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that kind of reputation. It's like, oh, that's the guy that beat the shit out of Bill Wagner. Stay away from him. You know? I'll be walking around like I got AIDS or something like that. I don't want to do that. It's terrible.
You do have
but an octagon sounds cool. I wouldn't mind fighting in an octagon just to do it.
Yeah, his buddy One Kick Mick owns a some sort of like boxing thing, and they have an octagon there. And Bill has said many times he will take on all comers. $1,000.
Well, is this the great Jane?
It's Jane. I don't know about great, but Jane.
Oh, well, I thought you were great because I heard you slayed the bimbo over there down the hall to the left, upstairs to the right. That broad. But I guess not.
Which
I guess
one?
You're just saying.
Which fucking bimbo are we talking about?
There's only one bimbo, the one that has the greatest advice show you could ever possibly ask for.
Oh, I don't. I can give two fucking shits about Debbie Daly.
Don't say that name. That name is like the devil. You just call her the bimbo.
Hey, Jane. So apparently,
yeah.
Donald Ogle in the chat, he wants you to set it up with Bill Wagner. He says he needs some money.
Bill's number is well known. Call into his show. I am not kidding. Bill has repeatedly said $1,000
in
the octagon in Vegas.
He said that, I think, on Vince's show.
Well, you know what, Jane? I'll drive to Vegas right fucking now. If you could get Bill Wagner on the horn to say, hey, let's do it. We'll do it tomorrow morning. Fucking live on YouTube, Bill Wagner versus Goofy Bone in the fucking octagon, sponsored in part by the great Jane here on Blog Talk Radio. How does that sound, Jane?
if it floats your boat, man.
Shit, I don't ride boats. I'm Mexican. Hello, I swim.
Wow.
Come on, Jane. This ain't the Jane that I thought you were. I thought you were a great person. You had the fucking sword to slay that fucking bimbo. You fucking brought her to her knees where she was almost dead. Like in 300, you know how they're shooting all the arrows at the fucking main guy at the end? That's how you had her.
But now that would be like real. Jane's girl. Like the only woman that I hear on BTR that I have any respect for, so. She is the great Jane.
Listen,
she stood up
Bill's
to her.
Number is out there. All you need to do is go on his show.
Is he on right now?
I don't know, man. I'm not looking at, you know, the Blog Talk website.
If he was
well,
on
Jane,
right
you're
now,
over here promoting it. I mean,
half
I'll
the chat
the
room
money.
Would be gone.
I'll
yeah,
give
I'm,
you
and
the
I'm
money.
Sure I'm sure there's many ways to get a hold of Bill Wagner, though.
Yeah.
Well, he put his Skype out there. If Vince comes back, he can try and call him on Skype.
Well, you know, I'll be honest to all the little goofy maniacs out there. I really want to fight Bill
right,
Wagner.
I heard my name.
I mean,
I heard my name. Hang
if
on.
If he wants
shut
to
up,
do
Mexican.
It, fuck
right,
it, I'll
shut
do
the,
it.
Can he even hear me? Is he that drunk? Goofy, hello?
I'm sorry, man. I thought this was my show.
It was for a second there.
Thanks for letting me. Thanks for letting me have to have a drink break. Drink break, everybody.
Yeah, all right, good. Thank God. Holy shit. Yeah, you go refill, Goofy. You go refill and reload. And why don't we all take a break? Jesus Christ. That was horrible. What a horrible drunk, horrible, sloppy, violent drunk he is. I like him better when he's a happy drunk. But whatever. I hope I guess I have to be careful about insulting drunks, because apparently that's my core audience. So shouts out to all of you who are getting drunk tonight. I'm perfectly sober, and I'm going to get another cup of coffee here, and we're going to finish things off in about, the next 40. We got another less than 40 minutes to go, and I'm going to take a break and send out this little shout-out, this little tribute. I mentioned earlier that I had a little Twitter battle. It wasn't really a Twitter battle. I was just kind of like joshing this guy, Black Joe Young. Wait, is that right? Black Joe Young? No. Black Joe Lewis. Black Joe Lewis. Yeah. Whatever. I was joshing him. He's a great musician, and he just came out with a new record this year. And, so I'm going to play that in a second. But first, let's hear a little clip from one of my favorite films, Black Dynamite, talking about an excerpt that references a condition that some gentlemen have. Fortunately, thank God it has not come over me yet. I may be a cyber criminal, but I do not have a little dick. I'll be right back.
You ain't had no
wait.
Go on, what did you just say? You said melt in your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. And not in your hand.
Okay.
And who makes M&M's? White man.
Oh, dick. Mars Candy Company makes it. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Those white men. Mars is also the Roman god of war.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who is the Greek
god of war?
Ares.
Ah.
Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the S.
Ram. That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Ares. Oh, now then, Ares' half-sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Athena,
which is the capital of Greece. And as we all know, zodiological astronomy was created by the Greeks in 785
BC.
And
785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh, my God. 785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas. Call Kansas! Take that. Spell it backwards. Drop the S.
Snake. Snake. Stop. Snake. Snake doctor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They called Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it. Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right.
Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi, which was a big-ass snake. And what, brothers, is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What she said?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you... Woo! Gives you what? Woo! And who else is famous for?
Woo! Little Richard!
Who?
Little Richard!
So, what they really saying is...
Anaconda malt liquor gives you...
Little Richard! What is another word for Richard?
Anaconda malt liquor gives you a little dick.
Yeah.
Welcome to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, it's Vince in Lay Bay, back or con you. Shouts out to the chat room. Things are still popping off in there, it looks like. Melissa Hopkins has joined the party. Hey, Melissa Hopkins, welcome to the madness here. Once again, the nightly here on Blog Talk Radio. Things have just been fucking wacky and zany. Wacky, wild, Kool-Aid style here, kids, for another half hour, and then it's bedtime. But shouts out to Alcoholic, ATMB Cool, Beach Bum 55, Bo. lols. What else do we have? Cosmo Brockington. You're back. Donald Ogle, Fire Shit. Shouts out to Fire Shit for coming through, calling into the show tonight. It's so badass. Fire Shit has basically been my co-host tonight, essentially. Fire Shit, are you still there?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. This is good having you on, man. This is what I envisioned my show being like eventually, was just having a revolving door of panelists, and every night it's a different panel. Tonight we got Fire Shit, we got ATM Be Cool, of course we have Kishu, and we have a very rabidly drunk Goofy Bone, and wow, what else do we have? Oh, a Mary Cunt is with us still, and now I'd like to welcome to the panel representing the SAC. Or formerly the SAC. I don't know. He's on to bigger and better things all the time. In fact, hopefully he'll explain it to us what he's on to now. I'm talking about Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose? Wild Goose, are you there?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I have my mic muted. But, yeah, I'd love to explain. And we have a celebrity in the chat room. I didn't realize this at first, but Melissa Hopkins is actually in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Melissa. Oh, hi. But, yeah, absolutely. I'm on to bigger things than SAC now. It's KRJ for life, which is the Eternal Order of Knights of Raptor Jesus. Knights of Raptor Jesus for life, KRJ for life, right? But it has to do with me getting booted from, not just getting booted from Freedomizer. I was expecting that from the very beginning. Before I was getting it on there, I actually told people to get the fuck out of my show. But I just received a piece of intelligence that confirmed my suspicion about my booting being for religious reasons. And this is groundbreaking shit. It's a 484-word letter that was sent to the station manager. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to read it. But, you know, if you have better things to talk about, hey, go for it. Tell me to
shut
up.
How long is it? Give us a quick synopsis, a quick excerpt. How about that? How about that?
All right, well, the...
give us the juicy bits. Give us the juicy bits. Come on, cut to the chase, bro. Come on, you're already boring me. You're already boring me.
I'm
boring. To be honest, you're already boring.
Let me know when I'm...
Give me the juicy stuff. Give me the juicy shit.
Let me know when I'm boring your ass.
Give me the meat. Give me the meat. Come on.
I'll skip around if I find a boring part. All right, it starts out with, "Dear Proof Negative, it is with great trepidation and sense of deep concern I am writing you. As you know, I have been a long time and loyal listener of Freedomizer Radio. I feel the need to voice some concerns I have over the direction and status of the network you have worked tirelessly to build." I'm sorry, her grammar is awful, so I have to kind of correct her as I go. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the good part. There is a poisonous atmosphere and dark foreboding hanging over the network. The chat room is no longer a comfortable place for anyone with Christian's belief. Christian?
Oh, my God.
Anyone
where will the
Christian
Christians ever go? Where will they ever go? There's only like 5,000 other BTR shows that are Christian
in the morning and they, there you go. Anyone who voices such is ridiculed and attacked. The Bible is mocked and desecrated through speech. free speech, yeah, fuck that, right? And while we are all adults and can take care of ourselves, it is no longer a pleasant or informative atmosphere any longer, implying all the other stations are fucking informative. Except for Dan's show, he talks about building fucking houses and shit. Freedomizer has always been a beacon of light in this dark world. The light has seriously dimmed. I do feel a reasonable exchange of ideas with no censorship should be offered. This is not what is happening. You have a host, Wild Goose. Who is the instigator of all of this and is proud of this fact. And he is proud of the fact that he has run off many folks. Not sure if you are aware, but he's the proud leader of a band of trolls similar to the Wagoner crew that goes from show to show hacking and disrupting shows.
Well, well.
I have witnessed this with my own eyes.
And he is in the green room now, folks. Let's see how long Wild Goose how long it takes for him to realize he is in the green room.
Yeah, what a goofball.
All right, so we got about 23 minutes to go. If anybody wants to join into this cavalcade of mediocrity tonight, well, we got plenty of time to bring you on.
What the fuck is Goofy even typing anymore?
Wait a second. Jewish producer. Who's this Jewish producer person? What's this?
Apparently,
I don't have a Jewish producer.
Mr. Midnight Movie for President. What the fuck is this crap?
I guess the King of the Trolls got him the other day or something. That's what he was saying.
All right, I don't know what the hell that's about. I'll have to check that out after the show. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but all right. Good times. Hey, Kishu, are you awake?
Yeah.
The frogs got her.
You fell asleep because of that Wild Goose started talking, huh? Yeah.
Do more ass kissing, baby.
Oh,
bad boyfriend. Really are.
Who said I was your boyfriend?
Oh, that's how it's gonna be, huh?
I thought I was your sugar boy or baby or whatever. I thought you were my sugar mama.
Is that the
same thing? Does that mean I'm your boyfriend automatically or something?
Let's just play dumb some more for all of my fucking show so I could feed my ego some more.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Are you talking shit?
Talking shit about you, bro.
What are you talking shit about? What did I say to you, Peachy?
Goose says he's done now.
I need a new boyfriend.
Oh, we gotta get Goose out of the chat, the private room.
Oh, you want to? Oh, should we get Goose out of the green room? Should we get Goose out of the green room?
He's in there.
Yeah.
He's done.
He's been in the penalty box for like 3 minutes now. All right, we'll let him out. Okay, Goose, you're out of the penalty box now. Welcome back to the show. Sorry.
At which point did you put me in there?
You were in there for about 4 minutes, I believe. We had you in the penalty box for about 4 minutes.
All right, well, can I read the last paragraph at least?
Absolutely not. You technically already did. You technically already did. So, welcome back to the show.
All right, well, the point is they got rid of me for religious reasons. And that's what the letter
obviously,
is.
Yeah. Well, you
we
kind of knew
that
going in. Dude, what do you expect, dude? You openly on like all across all the BTR shows openly just like recruited people for this. And
yeah,
it was,
that was after fucking
no,
that,
this is like you but no, cuz you didn't technically get taken off until after you started doing your troll thing, I think. Cuz you I remember you doing a show where you're like, "Hey, everybody come in here."
Oh, right. Well, yeah, but I was all about the trolls. I've always been about trolls, whether they be summer fags or not. I'm all about anonymous. I will not endorse anything they do, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't have any affiliation with it. I cannot confirm nor deny. But I am about harboring everybody. I'm about real free speech. But these guys come on, they say that.
And back in the penalty box. Get back in the penalty box.
God. What a nerd.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay. Anyway, so fire shit. Since I got you here, tell me about the... Okay, I'm hearing stuff about the BWC lately.
Okay.
And apparently second in charge on the wagon now is Dick Burns. Is this correct?
Yeah, Dick Burns is the second in command to Bill Wagner.
It's amazing. That's amazing.
He's Darth Vader.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So you and Strope and everybody are just kind of like bowing down, huh? And Chronic, all you guys are just falling in line. I'm taking orders now, right, from Dick. It all comes from Dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
congratulations, not... Dick. Oh, man.
That's wild, man. We got the exclusive here, right? You heard it right here. I mean, this is like basically Fireshit is like the official spokesperson of the BWC. And, you know, I take that as the gospel, essentially. So that's crazy. The rumors are now authenticated. There's no longer rumors. That's you heard it here, exclusive, right here on the Disorderly Conduct. There's a new sheriff in town. That's Dick.
Bill Wagner, true for life. Amen.
We're going on 2 minutes of Wild Goose in the penalty box. 2 minutes still in the penalty box. If you guys want to join us, we
got
to
get him out. He can't breathe.
Goofy, do you want to go into the penalty box with him? I can't. There's room in there for you, too.
As soon as he went in there, he said, stop doing that.
Go drink some more, Goofy.
Hey, okay, in 2 minutes, we just hit 2.5 minutes. Goose, you are back. Okay, Goose is back out of the penalty box. Although still muted. And we're going to bring on now, Melissa Hopkins is on the line. Melissa, do you want to join the convo or are you just hovering?
What did you do, call the drug police on me? What the fuck?
You need relief, bro. You need somebody to come in and give you some relief, dude.
Oh, God. Come on.
Hey, Melissa, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just listening. I don't have my hand up.
Ooh. All right, dude. I'll put you back on hold.
What a fuck, Melissa Hopkins.
Ooh. Mm. Melissa, you should think about raising your hand because I'll tell you what, Goofy's already got his boner at full fucking attention.
Go live, Vince. It's not ready yet. But if she says hi to me, it'll grow.
Goofy boner is ready to go.
Always, that's what I hear. The dude's just ready for the bitches to show up at any time.
Melissa, Wild Goose has a message for you. He says, bend over, touch your toes. I'll show you where the Wild Goose goes.
Yeah,
I think they're in the same town. They are in the same town. I think they should get together and go out and get fucking wasted on the town together and like fucking film it and put it up on YouTube for us to check out, dude.
Hey, Vince.
What?
I got a message from Dick Burns.
What's that?
He says, hey to everybody but Vince. And that's all.
Really?
Sweet, dude. Cool. I'd like to say the same thing. Shouts out to everybody but me. That would especially, let's see, who do we have here? Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, ATMB Cool, Beach Bump 55, Bo, Cosmo Brockington, okay. Donald Ogle, Fire Shit, Goofy Bone, Herder Watt.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that one. Herder Watt. Jewish producer. Another one I like. I like that Jewish producer. John Brand. That's a terrible one. That's come up with a new one. That's boring. Kishu. King of the Trolls. Melissa Hopkins. No Thieves Allowed. Okay. Our Arbanos. Red Medicine, Stabby McCug, Stack Avalon, Wild Goose, and a bunch of guest listeners. And, of course, Kishu, are you still really butthurt? It seems like you're mad still.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Because you're a dick. You know where I'm at.
What did I do?
Your ego is eating you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
I'm
is Blog Talk Radio
I'm like
Drop.
I'm a fucking queen. Fucking, you should be kissing my fucking feet. You're never going to get a girl like me again.
That's why you need to come on my show.
I'm telling you, Kishu, I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad guy. It's better this way. It's better this way, honey.
If he's not giving you what you need, come my way.
The bone's always open.
Vince is all about hitting it and quitting it.
Raise your hand, Goose.
This is true.
Playing.
Like, I can't believe that I got trolled by a 38-year-old man, Vince in the Bay. That's why I'm so butthurt.
Oh, my God.
Fuck my life.
And the audience is so quiet. You know what, Kishu? Let me
I'm
fuck
so
your life.
True. I got epic trolls. Epic and real life trolls. By Vince
Kishu,
the Bay.
You need a Mexican to buy you a cheap rose.
Moxie was so right. She warned me. Moxie warned me. Out of all the bitches in the world.
What the fuck does Moxie know? Moxie doesn't know shit, dude. What are you talking about? That's such a weak troll right there. You just pulled that out of your ass.
I didn't pull it out of my ass, so...
She didn't say shit.
Mad.
Whatever she
you
said,
mad.
Whatever she
you
said
mad.
was complete bullshit.
She said you're trolling me from the start. She told me you're trolling me.
Yeah. Well, I trolled all you bitches from the start. You don't even know the half of it. You got lucky because some fucking chump ass 2-bit court reporter got lazy and stuck me into his fucking news story. If that didn't happen, all you bitches wouldn't know shit.
The trolls would find out, Vince. Don't push the trolls. They will search it out and they will know.
No, they did, and they do. You're right.
I've actually had
that information
for a long time.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. I'm just saying, dude. Kishu, honey, I'm sorry that I'm not giving you the. Oh, geez, we lost a merry cunt. He rage quit right there.
Ooh.
That's weird. Either that or his Wi-Fi crapped out. Anyway, Kishu, yeah, I'm sorry. The flow of the show is just going in such a way that I didn't get to work in all your songs. That's the only thing I think you're like butthurt over is I didn't play enough of your music. Yeah, I'm going to play some more of it, but we just kind of like got a thing going here. You know, I haven't really played much music except I played that one Black Snake thing. What's it about then? Tell me what it's about then. We got 10 minutes. Let's work this out on the air. Because I don't. The last thing I want to shut the fuck up, Mexican. Okay, you know what, Mexican? You're going in the green. Check this out. You guys want to be like fucking on the air with me and jerk off on my show? I'll tell you what. I'm going to stick Wild Goose and the Mexican, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to stick with that. Wild Goose and the Mexican. We're going to stick in to the green room, and they can just. Butt fuck each other in there. All right, and meanwhile over here, ATM Be Cool, Fire Shit, Kishu, and I, and oh, I'm sorry, a Mary Cunt, you're back too. We're gonna just like work this out on the air, like Dr. Phil style, and we're gonna work through this, Kishu. All right, you got to tell me what am I doing wrong? What am I not? What's happening here? All right, let's fucking break it down.
Well,
first of all. You treat me like a child. You constantly talk down to me. You're constantly on the show, especially letting your ego definitely get the best of you. And, I mean, you know the way that I feel about all of that. And I talked to you about it, and you're still doing it. So it's just lame.
How does that make you feel, Keisha?
It makes me feel like shit. It's just frustrating. Vince knows. Like, he loved it because he's like, he knows that I like him. And he's like, I'm the only guy that's not, like, kissing her fucking feet. And
Keisha,
it
can I throw something
crazy.
Out there for you?
And it does drive me crazy. It fucking does. Like, I've never got a guy that I wanted, like, or that I ever... This is horrible. Anyways, I've always got every guy that I've wanted, is what I'm trying to say.
Can I tell
and
you
like,
something, Keisha?
They've always worshipped me. Yes, go ahead.
You're 24.
I know.
When Vince was 24, you were 10 years old.
I know.
SCP.
It's not CP, it's
no,
Robin the Cradle.
Man. Oh my god. Anyways.
That was fail. That's what that was. That was the fail.
It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. Vince, you're supposed to worship me. You're old. It's not fair.
So why don't you buy his apartment building and become the, you know, landlord? Then he has to get down on his knees.
That's a good idea. She'll probably do that.
She was going to.
I'm going to. I can't until the first of the year, though. Fucking $1.3 million building, you know?
As soon as she gets that welfare check.
Yeah. Hell yeah, baby. Oh, I'm so tired.
Did Vince fuck us in the green room here?
Yeah, I think we're in the green.
All right, so I think Fire Shit, Keishu, and ATMB Cool have been in the green room long enough. Let's bring them back on.
You know,
sweet.
Well,
so you guys had a nice 2 minutes
Vince.
In there. You had a nice 2 minutes
in
there.
You are not even worth it. So, you know, that's cool. You had your chance. You fucked it up.
Vince. You fucked it up. She just told you.
You fucked it up. Oh, where'd she go? Oh, come on. Okay, by the way, you guys, you weren't in the green room. I was just
kidding. I know.
I was just kidding. But she believed it, though. She hung up. She's mad. She hung up. Oh, my God. Great. Now I got to call her back. No, but you know, but for real, Goose and Goofy Bone, for real, are still in the green room.
Well, they're talking to each other.
They are in the green room. Exactly.
That's the thing. As long as Goose hears any kind of response on the other side, he'll keep fucking going.
Yeah, Fire Shit, you're back. You're back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Keishu's mad. She really thought she was in the green room.
You need to send her a dozen roses.
I know. I fucked up, man.
So for real though, Vince, do you want to take this relationship further, or is it done?
Well, after that stunt, I don't know. I think now it might be at the point of no return now, bro. I don't know. I don't know if I can recover from this. What I was trying to do was work this out, because the last thing I want is to hear on Debbie Daly's show some like reenactment of some drama that on my show between me and Keishu. I don't know if you heard this, but I caught part of Debbie's show tonight, and it was her and Wild Goose reading back the chat log from my chat room from last night with me and Keishu having some little, and it was fun. Wild Goose, you're back. Hang on. And Wild Goose, you're back. Goofy, you're back, but you're on hold. Hey, Wild Goose, are you there? Wild Goose.
He muted himself again. Always.
Whatever. Okay, so Wild Goose was reenacting the chat log with Debbie Daly, but it was Wild Goose playing Keishu and Debbie Daly playing me. It's actually pretty funny. I love it when Debbie Daly does impressions of dudes. Like she when she does the impression of me or Cannabis Monk. She does impressions of those guys. She's fucking hilarious, dude. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up, but wow, Keisha's gone. She just like vanished.
It's not your fault.
Well, dude, I was just joking. I was joking, man. We had 5 minutes to go. I was gonna like give a. I was gonna give a very emotional, you know, heartfelt, serious, like you know, loving speech, and she just died.
Everything's gonna be okay.
I don't know if higher shit. This might be it, dude. I think I might have lost her. I think it'll be over, dude.
Hey, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
I don't think there is, though. But she was like, she was loaded, though. She was going to buy the building and shit. Are you kidding me?
But then what are you going to have to do for rent?
I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know if I'm going to find some hot little 20-something that can you know potentially be my landlord and sugar mama. What am I going to do, bro?
Well, this whole situation does say that she actually does have feelings for you, because otherwise she wouldn't be this pissed.
Goofy, what do you think?
You know, Vince, sometimes you just gotta kiss and make up. Just give her a good old Vince and the Bay bone. She came out here to see you, Vince. Why don't you go out there see her?
Exactly.
Take one for the old bony.
You should go visit her.
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you, Vince. You know, Keisha is a very good, beautiful woman. And you know, I'm just gonna say this, just to say this, that you know, you're a pretty lucky dude. You should just go out there and you know, give it to her. Show her, you know, do the 50-50 thing, like I say to long distance relationship chicks. Okay, you come out here, that's your 50. I go over there, that's my 50. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and either way, Vince is locked down. He's on probation.
Are we calling Will Crawford?
No, he doesn't exist.
I thought you doxed him.
It's impossible. He doesn't exist.
You just talk. Seriously.
What? What? Hello? Are you there?
He doesn't.
She's there.
My ex-girlfriend and I had 19 years difference.
What the hell? Are you on with the Jew right now? Are you talking to the fucking one angry Jew? What the fuck is going on? That is crazy. What the hell kind of
I'm gonna
counter...
be Jew, my new boyfriend. How about that?
What the hell? Are you cheating
on
me?
How about that, Jew? Do you want to be my new boyfriend?
That bitch is cheating on me with the fucking Jew. Look at her. There.
Yeah. Do you want to be my new boyfriend?
Wow.
I guess money goes with money, right?
Do you want to be my new boyfriend?
Is that the okay? Is that the Jewish producer? Is that who that is in the chat? The
no.
Jewish producer.
No, Jewish producer said he was on with Johnny Cush.
He's a Johnny Cush guy, 420 grind.
Why?
No, Johnny Cush for Marijuana Happy Hour.
Vince is faggot. Can't live without me.
They
call me on my cell phone.
Interesting. So quick to run to her older boyfriend.
Keisha, Vince called you to tell you that he loves you.
And he's sorry.
Yeah, but apparently she doesn't need it. She's okay. She's with the Jew. Let's bring on Melissa Hopkins. What's up, Melissa? What's going on with you?
What happened to Jane?
I don't know. I don't know. What happened? I don't know. Why do you ask? What's your deal?
You might want to extend the show.
She was really picking a fight like she usually does. I was just wondering where coward ass.
I didn't notice that at all. Hang on, though. I got to say goodbye. I got to say goodbye to all the live listeners. Thanks. It's been a lot of fun. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And
bye.
We're and we're clear. So, yeah, we're going into the overtime now. And, shit, who the fuck do we got? I'm tired, folks. I'm going to go to bed in a second here.
I should do a show then.
Yeah, you should do a show, dude, because I'm fucking old.
Can we stay on for half an hour? Just stay on for half an hour, Vince, while I set up something.
Yeah, of course. We'll stay on for a half an hour. No worries.
You're great.
Yeah. All right. So let's bring Melissa Hopkins on. What's up, Melissa Hopkins? What's your damage again?
I said, what happened to Jane? She's the one picking the fights and being the best.
I didn't hear her picking a fight tonight at all. She was just hanging out.
She was having
fun with Goofy. That's all I heard.
She wants to fight with Jane.
Fight her, Melissa.
Melissa,
we could do a doubleheader. I could fight Bill Wagner in the octagon. You could fight Jane.
Let's go.
And then after, when we both win, Melissa Hopkins, let's just do it in my Vegas hotel room, baby. All night long.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You just want to see Goofy's asshole, man. Settle down.
Yeah, don't look at my butt. I got a seventh grader ass. But fucking, you know, we can just turn off the lights.
Amen to that.
Hey,
story
Melissa
of your
Hopkins,
life.
I love your show, though, Melissa Hopkins. You got a great show.
Thank you.
It's way too informed for me. That's my
yeah, you're
problem.
So insightful, Melissa.
I try to learn because, you know, I'm not that very well educated.
Oh, shut up. Everybody.
Melissa, your show is witty and insightful.
Oh, shut up.
Melissa, for what? Real, I really want you to fight Jane in the doubleheader.
I'd love it.
That would be great. Are you going to wear the I Love Debbie Daly shirts that I made?
No.
Good, because I hate her guts. She burned a hole in my heart.
Did she leave you?
She turned her back on the wrong friend. That's all I could say.
Sounds pretty sad.
Yeah.
Well, shit happens, right?
I would like to float a quick theory. Right when Kishu dropped off, Vince and the Gay appeared in the chat room, and I think that could have been the Jew.
Of course it was the Jew.
Wait a minute. Kishu's fucking the Jew now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Skype chatting, man. They're all over each other.
Ooh, and Vince and the Gay just logged out just as you said that. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. I gotta fuck with the juice more so he'll add me back on Skype. He blocked me again.
Yeah, he blocked me.
Fucking juice. He always asks me, am I on? And I'm not even fucking near on. It's not available? Aw, you cocksuckers. It says it's not available. You bastards.
What is not available?
My fucking Log Talk Radio time.
Wow,
well,
that
just,
Beach Bum 50
midnight.
Beach Bum 55 is like a diehard Wagon fan. Like, seriously, dude. That guy, like, that's all he talks about is, like, after my show's over, he's like, oh, man, I'm going to go check and see if Wags is on. He gets his hopes up for him every time.
They won't let me. They won't let me do another show until 3 o'clock. Fuck.
Bill Wagner's having some problems with his router. Thanks to me.
His router?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Fire shit. Fucking with the FBI. Man. That's a brave man.
Fucking Blog Talk. I should be able to do a fucking show anytime I want. Fucking bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
start another account then.
I could do.
You could do a show, Melissa Hopkins?
I could.
Do it then. Show me what you got, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just had too much to drink.
Ooh, even better.
Why don't you have a show called Laying in Bed with Goofy Bo, and we'll sit here and talk politics.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd
yeah.
be badass.
Now, why would you want to lay in bed with someone called Goofy Bone?
Well, let me just explain that to you, my intelligent friend. Goofy by day and Bone at night.
Getting so boned with Melissa.
You're not good in the morning. It is after midnight.
Hmm. Well, let's just see how goofy I can get, I guess.
How about the name of the show?
You know I'm just teasing.
Getting boned with Melissa.
You're teasing, all right.
Don't worry, Melissa Hopkins. It's all for entertainment, right?
Entertainment purposes only.
Fucking bastards at fucking Blog Talk Radio, you cocksuckers. Oh, you know what? Let me try to fucking beat the system. Hold on.
See, I told you, whenever he really gets on a rant and starts being coherent, he's bitching about BTR.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't say that. That's not me. I'm a nice person, like Melissa Hopkins.
I can.
Oh, man. But, hey, Vince, you still there? You fell asleep? Or are you on Skype?
I'm here, okay. Unfortunately.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if we can do it. Let's see if the Mexican can fucking break in to good old Blog Talk fucking radio.
I love how Goofy is the only person that can't figure out how to shut the sound off on his Skype. And you hear it pop up every once in a while.
Wait a minute. Before you even talk fucking shit, that's not me.
Sure.
I think it's Vance.
No, oh, is that Will? Is that who that is?
Yeah, Will. It's the fucking invisible man that fucking works over here. Yeah, it's fucking Will. Bastards. Oh, my God. I can't believe this shit. All right, let me try to schedule a show now. Fucking bastards think they can pull one on a good old Goofy Bone? Oh, I don't think so. Let's see. So it'll be 3. It'll be fucking what? 3:09. So 3:30.
You doing a test show?
The old Bone is gonna try to do something, people. Why? Cause I'm just Goofy Bone. Fuck.
Where the fuck was that? Weren't we talking to who, dur, what?
What? What happened?
Did we have her, dur, what on the phone tonight?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to add him through Skype.
Yeah. Dude needs to be a little more careful with, his P-Chat.
Ooh,
come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
People don't realize nothing is private on BTR.
Or the internet in general.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because Vince and the Babe will hunt that shit down. Stocks the shit out of you
to
everybody.
The webpack is fucking that good. Woohoo! Yes.
It was a joke. It wasn't even him.
Mm.
I know who
yeah.
he is.
Who? What are you talking about?
What you guys were just talking about.
Okay.
Oh, there it just popped up.
Uh-oh.
Late morning.
Fuck everybody. Goofy Bone is that good, people. Oh, sometimes I hate being myself. So, Melissa Hopkins.
Yeah.
What, you going to come on my show and we're going to talk some politics?
I'll
Goofy Bone, before you start talking shit, your link is 404. So, I don't think you got a show.
because maybe I'm editing it. Have you thought of that?
Well, it's already on Twitter, man. Hold up on that shit. Otherwise, people are going to think you're clowning them.
What's up?
A Mary Cunt is with us now via Skype.
Yep. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Mary Cunt?
Just being a Mary Cunt, you know.
All right.
I'm about to go to bed, actually, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
8 o'clock here.
Yeah, it's. I'm right behind you, dude.
I'm kind of too.
A Mary Cunt, you're the herder what, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah. Pete Chat's not private, dude. Just so you know.
Yeah, all your private messages on BTR are readable by potentially readable.
I say all your privates are not.
That too, yeah, yeah. I always put a sticker over my webcam just in case.
Just in case.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yep. You have to. You never know. I mean,
seriously.
Vents in the bay attracts serious heat.
You don't want to let your guard down, bro. At any point.
Tell me. Especially with me around.
Anyway, we're just chilling, bro. You didn't miss anything. I love how my chat room just keeps going. There's still like 18 or 20 people still in there. What's it down to now? 18 now.
18.
It's been hovering around 18. It's still going up. Dick Burns shows up at the end of the show. What the fuck? You missed it, Dick Burns. It's funny. Dick Burns is in the chat. You missed it. Earlier, there was a Donald Ogle was in the chat, Dick. You just missed him.
Hey, let me tell you something. Dick Burns has been with me in my Skype convo the whole time, listening in.
Well, congratulations, Dick. It was great to have you aboard, and I was very happy, even though you're apparently not talking. But he's mad?
Yeah.
Why is he mad? Why are you mad, bro?
Oh, Blog Talk Radio, fuck.
Because
you.
Somebody told him that you said that he hated him. They're trolling him. He doesn't get it.
You know what, Vince? How about this?
All right. Let's say I did hate you, Dick. So what? Who cares?
And you called
why
him
would you hate
of
Dick Burns?
S-H-I-T.
I don't know why I would hate
Apparently
I would hate
you called
Dick
him a
Burns.
Piece of shit.
You know what? I think deep down,
so what
Dick
if I did?
Really
let's
cares.
Say I did. Let's say I did. I'll call him a piece of shit right now. And
words
what's that going to do? What's that going to do?
Well, you'll be on the fucking triple card, Vince. You know what I'm saying?
But
me
I don't
want to
be on the triple. I don't want to be on the triple card.
Dick
I don't
Burns,
like Vegas.
Dick Burns is fucking
gay.
Vegas like repulses me. I hate that
Look,
city. It's stupid.
Dick Burns
it's a fucking
is fucking more butt hurt than I am.
You don't like beating prostitutes outside of a casino?
No. No thanks. I'll pass. All right, could somebody like turn off their ringtones? Everybody, please set your phones to vibrate if you don't mind.
Mine's on vibrate.
Oh God, I love vibrate.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that, everybody. Thank you. Goose, is that you? Goose, could you just set everything?
Oh,
no,
I set everything.
Turn it off. Just turn it off.
They don't let me do it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh.
Stop masturbating.
So, Goofy, you have a show coming up next?
No, it's not letting me do it, the fucking cocksuckers.
Gets me hard. Damn. Anyhow, Vince, apparently I got doxxed.
No shit.
Damn, I ain't got no drink
I'm
either.
Like, music I made a couple years ago? You should play that shit on air. Like, don't fucking cocktease, just play it. This is the way I figure, you know, like, they come up with my shitty music and they want to play it, you know, you might as well do it. But I got
like I told you,
a bit doc, and that's the best thing you can find.
Our music is not shitty, it's just what we feel at the time, to our expression, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever,
so don't
like,
down
they're shitty, and it may or may not be shitty to them. That's not the point, but the point is they wanted to play it on air, so, like, fuck it. Like, they felt that was doxing. Like, they doxed me, and that's the best they could find, really. And come on, you can find some better shit on me. Not on the internet, but you can find some shit on me.
I
don't have a linked record, but you could find some shit on me somewhere.
Is that a challenge?
I'm sorry?
Is that a challenge?
Here we go.
No. Who's this?
Fire shit.
Fire shit? Yes, that's a challenge. I was actually going to ask somebody to dox me just to see what the fuck they could find. My Skype name is
wild.goose88.
It's actually 1988.
All right, so send me what you
find. So,
That's what they found when they doxed me. They found some shitty music I made. Like, really, that's the best you can fucking find? You can find some better shit.
Wild.goose88.
I can answer to it. I can answer to it. Like, the shit I put online. Like, I put some stupid shit online, like, including my music. It's all fucking lame, but, like, that's the best you can fucking find. Fucking dox me, bro. See what you can find. It'll do me some good.
I'll dox you, don't
worry. I need you to dox me for professional reasons, so I know what dirt is out there.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Alright, thank you. But you have my Skype name, so...
That's all I need to dox you is your Skype name.
Alright, there you go.
Being new here, I kind of want to find out what people can find on me.
Well, that's the way I figure it. I need it for professional reasons. I need people.
Well, now that they've seen that private chat, you're going to find out.
Why?
But I've already found out because people already doxed me, apparently. But I want to take it a step further. Like, what else can they find? They found my shitty music. Okay, well, what else?
Why are you busting on your music so bad?
I know. I mean, come
on. Most of my music offline. And they found some shit that I left on YouTube, which didn't get any listens. I figured nobody's going to listen to it anyways. I took it offline just because I didn't want to keep my shit on the internet anymore. I don't like having such a huge internet presence. I used to have a Pure Volume, a MySpace, a personal Facebook, but now I don't like keeping up with all of it. I don't like having, you know, I had some family issues. I just don't like keeping in contact with them. There's a bunch of fucking Christian, like, they're hardcore fundamentalist Christian prick. Like, I fight against that. Like, fuck it. Like, I do what I want to do. You know, fuck what they have to say. So, dox away. But for professional reasons, I love to know what you can find. It's like a background investigation. You guys do a better job than I do. Or background investigators do. I'm not
fuck Block Talk Radio.
I'm just trying off the top here, but I just want to say, hey, Travis.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Travis Scott Gosselin. Work with that. Scott Gosselin. Here's the thing. You could go to my Blog Talk Radio account. It'll link you to Wild News. And then you could go to my YouTube channel from there, because I link one of my videos. And my YouTube account says Travis Scott Gosselin. I actually have private videos on there that show me going to anonymous protests for Chanology back a few years ago, back in 2009. So, yeah, I mean, you can find a bunch of stuff. It's Travis Scott Gosselin.
Well, I knew your shit because the 4chan trolls pulled up some shit from a weird-ass poetry website or something.
WordCloud.
There you go, that's what it was.
Yeah, WordCloud. I posted some of my lyrics on there.
Yeah.
I was looking for some beat. I was just promoting my music. But, you know, then where's that
going?
Well,
I can get your name easy. I'll just have to look to see what else I can
work
get.
Work with that. There you go. Let me shoot you my how do I get to my damn profile?
Right click on your name.
Oh, alright, well, hold on. Like, I'm on my own account here.
You click on the fucking main page.
Okay.
And where it says Skype home, you got profile. Click profile.
Alright, hold on.
And that's all your shit.
You should be able to find me just by... Alright, well, here we go. Fucking, I'm posting that on Skype. There you go. Bam! I'm getting talked, fucker. I'm helping.
Plus another thing, well, your channel's not available, but plus another thing is when I added you on Skype, I have your IP instantly once you added me on Skype.
Well, here's the issue. You could find my IP, but I move every 2 months, so you're not going to be able to, like, find my address. So the address is going to be useless. Like, I work on moving every couple of months, so, I mean, the address isn't quite as useful. if you really
want to
move
around a lot, are you trying to...
But the point is, I'm trying to find dirt on me, not my address. Like, I know what my fucking address is. Well, what's my fucking dirt? I want to know what you know. I don't have a legal record. You could do a background check on me, pay for that, but you're not going to find anything, I guarantee you. That's a challenge. I mean, you can find that shit.
It's all on whether or not you're willing to pay for shit. That's the thing.
You might be, or you might be able to get it without paying for it. But you're not going to find anything.
Depends on where you live.
Well, that's the thing. Anywhere I've lived, you're not going to find anything. I could tell you every address I've lived at. You're not going to find a single fucking digit.
So, how much money you want to put on us being in the green room right now?
Hey, Vince, how you doing, man? Yeah, we're in the fucking green room. Son of a bitch. That cocksucker!
Yeah, I'm in the green room, too? That motherfucker, I can't believe this cocksucker.
You'd be in the
goddamn green room.
Well, if it makes you guys feel any better, I'm here, too.
I hate Keishu. Anyhow, you guys are doxed.
No, Keishu, I love you.
Funny enough, before I got doxed, all right?
You enjoy camping and curling?
No. I shot a message to Dick Burns. I told him what happened. I was like, hey, dude, yeah, looks like I got fired from Freedomizer. I finally got what I fucking wanted. And he said, yeah, cool. Well, some guy, like, doxed you last night. You posted some band you were in. I'm like, well, it's not really a band. I had my guitar. I was in a band back in high school. But I was like, wow, that's really all they could fucking find in some music I made? He's like, yeah, I don't have any ill will towards you, so whatever.
You got a girlfriend with blonde hair? Or am I looking at the wrong person?
She's had several different kinds of hair color, but I'm not her boyfriend anymore.
She's a whore.
Well, she went with some hippie. We had the Forrest Gump fucking story going on. And I went, she went with some fucking hippie, and I wasn't fucking happy with this, so I moved back to D.C. But we're in the green room, so whatever, it's a Skype session. I got doxxed, and Dick told me this.
Got put in the green room, so be quiet.
I said Dick.
Yeah, you got put in the
green
room.
Now we're out.
Dick?
Hello!
Hey, what's up?
Yo, word up, brother. But I think, Dick, you turned out your
headphones.
Oh, yeah, I have headphones.
Burn! Anyhow, I said, Dick, go ahead. I want to know what kind of dirt you can pull on me. Because I have a periodic investigation happening next week. So, you know, it'd be kind of handy to see what kind of people.
All right, period sex. I'm back.
Seriously, Dick, it's horrible. Like, it's echoing so fucking bad. It's so loud.
Is the fan?
Yeah.
But you're echoing as well.
Better.
Just turned off my fucking
just turn that shit off.
Headphones, man. Headphones. Make a world of difference.
Alright. Anyhow, I said, yo, fucking Foxy. I can't get out more than two sentences without this guy fucking coming on with his goddamn lawnmower. You see those lawns on Friday.
That's not me, man.
Oh, yeah, no. Goofy. You don't mow lawns as early. I was like, dude, just find whatever you fucking can. But coincidentally, he said, yeah, somebody already doxed you. I was like, oh, really? Well, what kind of shit did they find? And he said, they found some emo band you're in. Like, I was never a part of an emo band. I had my guitar and my voice. I had a high school band, and we played some, like, kind of metal. It was kind of like Tool. That's kind of what we played in high school. It was progressive metal kind of music. It worked out well, and we did some joke music, too. Like, I did, like, joke rap back when I was at Lake and Heath. You know, there's this rapper at Lake and Heath High School. He's over in the UK, and we made fun of him by making this rap group called the Heathbeat. And that was about it. It was kind of shitty, but, you know, it was funny. I've been trolling for a while. I trolled that rapper hard, but, yeah, anyhow, I just thought it was kind of a coincidence that I asked to get doxxed, and I was already doxxed, and that's the best they could fucking find. Goddamn. Yeah. Yeah, like, I just think you guys can do better. And if that was actually Dick Burns behind it, come on, man, really, you've done better.
No, it was a Chan troll.
Was it a summer fag? Like, because I can find better.
4chans.
I can find better shit on me. And it's not even real shit, but you can make it out to be shit. I'm a writer, so, you know, I've written shit that, you know, I disagree even now, but I keep it up there because I don't believe in taking down shit I disagree with a few years on. Because the way I figure it's kind of like a diary, you know? You're not just going to erase shit out of your diary, right? You know, it's like, I believed that back then, but I believe something different now. But
hey, everybody's free to change their mind.
Yeah, but I could easily delete it now so that you can dox me on it. But the point is, I could defend anything on the internet that they can find on me. If they can find some dirt, you know, I'll be happy to answer to it. Right? I mean, this is the way it all.
Do you have some dirt?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Anyhow, Goofy, are you still on the line, man? Are you doing a show tonight?
Is it your wiener?
No, the fucking thing won't let me do a show, man.
Bullshit.
He's black.
Bad. Fucking bad. I even tried to change my fucking, my area in my fucking, to the East Coast to try to fucking change it.
And bullshit. Alright, Goofy, you want me to schedule a show for you on my own channel?
Nah, I don't want to just do that and disturb you, man. I'm probably gonna.
No, like I don't do it. I don't do shit on my own show. It's just like I don't have the premium anymore. But like, I can make a premium, but that'll probably take some time, like till tomorrow. But like, fucking, you want to come on the air? Let's just come on my channel. You can't do the fucking show on your own channel.
That's all good. I appreciate that, man. I'm just probably gonna chill. Where's Melissa Hopkins at, man? I want to talk to her.
She left a long time ago.
Goofy, did they really just put your channel down? You got 404'd?
Holy shit, Desert Rose is on. Let's go over here.
Yeah, I've been 404'd many times. These guys can't do nothing. Once
guys,
you throw
Desert
a lawyer...
Desert Rose hasn't been on in a month. So, like,
all right.
There.
I don't know if I'm right
once
here, but Dark Alley
Gospel. These people get scared.
The
lawyer out there, these people get scared, so remember that.
All right, Goofy, guys, I'm hanging up. I'm going over to Desert Rose's show. So look up Desert Rose and she's actually the one of three people that has a chat. So go to that show. I'm going over there. All right, take care, guys. Love y'all.
Yeah, have fun.
Damn, Goose is so determined to get stocks, isn't he?
Yeah, I found his
of himself.
Damn. Like I say, if you want to fucking dox me, just come to the house. Handle your business. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Goofy,
there's
really
only one person that would really be bummed out if they got doxed.
Damiano Vasquez.
I have no clue who the fuck that even is.
That's me.
Really?
Yeah. Where do I live at?
San Jose.
On the east side.
On the east side is where I reside.
I'm coming to your house, Goofy.
In the gay district.
I'm killing your beers.
Come on over. I always welcome people. Rob me new shit. I'll shoot you.
You won't shoot me.
And then there's the evidence. Oh, it's not going to be on. It's not on the archive because we're in the dark room. Yeah, I'll fucking kill you. Come to my house. I'll fucking blow a hole in your fucking head.
You're not going to kill me because I'm immortal.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah. I get to immortal. Well, I'm a San Jose Spartan. Do your fucking history, motherfucker.
San Jose Spartan. Wow. So in other words, you take little kids and throw them in a giant hole?
Cool.
Exactly.
What's
I found that guy's faggot band.
Yeah, I have it right here if you want it.
Dark Alley Gospel.
He bought his he bought his own .com, TravisGoslin.com.
Well, you
it
gotta
says,
get it when you can.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Dash not good.
He looks like he has some dirt on him.
He put his resume up on his fucking site. It's almost too easy.
You remember when the last person did that, John Bulla?
Yep, I do.
So you've been around a long time then, Fire Shit, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
I'm a
fucking new guy.
I'm a, like, a internet hero.
Fire yeah? Shit's worth that. I fucking love Fire Shit. There's, like, out of all these people, I guess, on VTR or whatever, I think there's, like, maybe three that I actually have respect for.
I'm a really good troll, you jelly.
Man, I don't know about people saying jelly.
It tells where Wild Goose works and whatnot, like, on his resume.
Oh, where does he work?
Who are you, anyways? Is it ATMP Cool still?
Yes, ma'am.
Young Adults.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, I was so confused.
Nexus Young Adults?
Nexus Young Adults.
Here, let me get you a web chat here.
That sounds like some kind of creepy ass shit right there.
Pedophile shit. Nexus Young Adults. I want to go to the show and just talk with them now. Why do you work at Camp
Maybe.
Alpha?
One of those guys that works with that.
He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He wants you guys to find dirt, you know?
He says there's dirt out there.
Mm. Well, I'm not really paying a lot of attention. I'm really depressed.
His name is Wild Goose. He's sending you on a fucking wild goose chase, is what he's doing.
Yeah, he is. He's a little Christian faggot. He's not no goddamn.
Yeah, he's a Christ fag.
He's not a freaking. He ain't got no dirt.
I really wonder if Vince is ever going to come talk to us again.
His dirt is probably fucking... His dirt's probably fucking some girl in a pew.
Or perhaps maybe he's one of those kid touchers. Maybe he was a priest and he's a kid toucher.
They kicked
he's
him
like
out of the fellowship.
Oh, yeah. That kind of blows that theory.
No,
know.
It doesn't.
Fucking 3:30 in the morning. It's the best I could come up with.
Sorry.
It's still a good theory, in my opinion.
Why am I so ashamed of you?
You know, pedos come in all shapes and sizes.
Shut up, Dick.
You think you're going to get his attention?
I'm tired of hearing a pedo talk.
Everyone's a pedo till proven otherwise, in my opinion.
You're a pedo.
No, I'm not.
I don't know, man. You come across some really weird-ass shit.
Yeah, dude. You mean on my website?
Yeah. Sadly. I'm bored. I got nothing better to do.
I don't even look at his website anymore.
Shit.
It's so crazy.
And those
I got
cats.
Those random... I got the random pictures... Just going all the time now.
Yeah. Those cats are creepy.
Which one?
The cats.
Oh yeah, my cat blog. That's a win.
Yeah, those things are. Those are the cats from Babe, man. That evil fucking cat from Babe.
Yeah.
And this dude disturbs me. Just,
I like kitties.
Oh, somebody, who disappeared? Oh, Goofy left, I think he gave up.
I can't even
see. He doesn't like me right now.
Why?
Because he thinks I've joined the Debbie Alliance.
I don't really care. It's all so stupid. I'm tired.
I just want to.
Vince is like, he's like a totally different person when he comes on air.
Vincent?
Yeah.
He doesn't work there, he says. Wild Goose.
Oh, no, he's lying.
He's sending you guys on a fucking Wild Goose chase. That's why he's Wild Goose.
Yeah. That's just today's show.
We found an activity of your fucking IP address downloading child porn.
I doubt that.
Why do you think
everybody is CP? Like, you always think everybody's a fucking pedo downloading CP.
Then we'll fucking change his name to Wild Pedo.
You think that about everybody.
Yeah, it's hard to shake that image. Like, if somebody's like, that motherfucker's a pedo, that motherfucker's a pedo. Like, if you just keep saying it over and over, people will stick that shit in their head. And they'll be like, that dirty bastard.
And it don't matter.
Kind of like Michael Beaver.
Well, that guy was a pedo.
Who?
Michael Beaver. Some guy you kind of sound like.
Oh, thanks. I have no idea who the fuck that is. You know,
Michael Beaver had his show on Blog Talk Radio, and I found out that he was a pedophile, and we started trolling him on the show and almost got him to kill himself.
Good
times tonight on the show. Had a great makeup show with my love, Keisha Zykova, even if she's a jelly butt. I'm not your fucking love. Okay, if you're listening, then I'm not jelly. I'm fucking
shaky, disgusting ass.
Burn, stop. I'm
That's
fucking. I'm up.
Keisha, are you gonna kill yourself?
You gonna end your own?
No.
You
I'm not gonna fucking kill myself. I'm just really fucking mad. Like,
Just cry.
You're mad because some old man is punking you.
Just cry it out.
Shut up. Look, I fell for him. I really did.
She cried out.
See, I told Vince that fucking Keisha fell for your ass, fucking, and she whined you, and fucking you gamed her, and he's like, nah, man, nah, no way. I'm like, fucking.
But he is. He doesn't see that. Everybody else sees it but him. Like, he's not nice to me. Especially on fucking air, when it comes to all these other fucking people, like, his ego is so much more important.
Why is Red Medicine still fucking talking in the chat?
He's pretty fucking funny.
The show is gone. Everybody.
Maybe Red Medicine's on the line too.
He's still talking.
If you call in, they can hear.
Yeah, but not on the fucking screening room.
Maybe we're not in the screening room.
That would be interesting.
Maybe Vince is just fucking, I don't know.
And what's up with his co-host? All of a sudden he's got a fucking co-host? Is that the Fed? The co-host? Who's that?
Yeah. The Fed, dude.
Hey, fire shit.
Yeah?
Someone on 4chan fucking, they killed their bunny rabbit and timestamped it.
That's pretty funny.
Not cool.
I'm gonna send this to June. She's on. She'll fucking cry.
You guys come up with some weird stuff.
Oh, and then he said, I cut off his clit for luck.
Well, there you go. Oh, it never works. This is really fucking retarded. How long will it leave us in the screen here?
I really want to cry. I really do want to cry. But the thing is I cried so much yesterday. I don't know if I could cry anymore today.
Yeah, you did.
Burn saw it. I was at Burn's house when all that happened yesterday. I was freaking out. I was, like, yelling at him. And
I
like, he'd come in the room, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. I hate you. He was, like, freaking out.
She kicked me out of my room.
Hey, Dick, what led you to believe that Wild Goose worked at Nexus Young Adult?
Because on his website it says that he's worked there from 2007 to present.
Said you were there.
Yeah, but when was the last time he updated that resume or whatever, too?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I thought about that. Oh, no. Oh, no, they jammed a fucking Sharpie up the dead bunny's ass.
Oh, God. I've got it.
I can't see because the IP that I'm using is banned from 4chan right now. It pisses me off when that happens. God damn it. This is another IP.
It's been banned from 4chan.
I don't know why. Like, I always end up getting these fucked up IPs, and, like, they always are, like the ban is from, like, 2008 or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Everyone was like, dude, right. Everyone was like, fake, and then fucking all of a sudden, next thing you know, fucking, he's like, jams a Sharpie up the bat, up the ass of the bunny, and then they're like, seems legit now. Oh, man. Fucking
lol-gasm. Oh, but it's just not lol-y. It's not cool. Do you remember the bunnies we saw in the pet store today? How cute they were?
Oh,
I wanted
no,
to buy
somebody,
one. I really wanted to buy
fucking,
one, but bunnies are messy.
Somebody's deep pee-bombing it. Dude, baby porn.
Oh, dude, it's not cool.
No. CP
what
with
PP. Look at this.
CP with
PP, dude. Bunnies are not nice. They bite.
I had good bunnies when I was a kid.
Fuckers are evil.
I had a bunny that was trained to, like, he was, like, trained to pee on a newspaper, and he was, like, he'd walk around a leash with me.
I saw that.
Did you see the screwdriver in the baby's ass?
Yeah.
That's
Millicent there.
Yeah, I was thinking so, too. Because I've seen her post it before.
Yeah, I've seen her just thread.
Oh,
that's so gross.
Sharpie and the Cooper of a newborn.
How much of that shit do you think is Photoshop?
No, this ain't Photoshop, dog. It's BP.
That's fucked up.
Oh, it's disgusting.
And that's just every day is normal for you guys.
Oh, my God, no! Oh, it says, somebody posted a baby on a cock, and it says, all new bags have disgusting baby porn. I guess I'm a fucking newbie. Oh,
yeah.
Man, but he's teabagging a fucking TV in a car.
Can you just not tell them. Us? I don't want to
this is the most TV I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want to call Vince. I'm so mad at Vince.
No, somebody fucking add him out of this conversation. All right,
let's see who's in the green room. Let's check out in the green room what's going on in here. Bring these people on one by one. All right. Kishu, you're still there. What's up, honey?
You're lucky I'm still there. I'm just here because I'm talking to them. I'm not here because I want to talk to you.
So how long are you going to fucking just leave us hanging?
What were you talking about? I missed it. What's going on?
It doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah. We were talking about how you fucking blew it, Ben.
What did I blow?
You blew it with Kishu.
How did I blow it with Kishu?
I was right. She wanted your ass. And you dropped the ball.
How did I drop the ball?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. Whatever you did to make her mad, man.
How do you know I dropped the ball? If she just says, oh, yeah, he dropped the ball, all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, he dropped the ball.
No, she's
okay.
Like, I really
what
liked him, and he was being a dick to me the whole time.
What?
She said that she really liked you, and then, you know, you were awesome to hang out with, and then all of a sudden you get on the radio, and it's like you're a whole different person.
Well, that's kind of the idea of being on the radio is I get to be a whole different person.
Oh, come on. Be yourself, Vince. Be yourself.
I am kind of being myself, hence Vince in the Bay. But it's still a radio show, dude. It's come on.
Whatever. It's just stupid. I think it's fucking stupid because, like, I'm 100% myself. I mean, like, fucking, I'm not going to give out my real name just because I don't want people to fuck with me, but, I mean, there's really, I mean, they've already fucked with me. They already know my real name, you know? It doesn't even matter anymore.
I don't. I'm a fucking mushroom. Nobody tells me shit.
Wow.
I don't know either. If it makes you feel any better, I don't know either.
Peachy,
stop being a whiny crybaby all the time.
Ouch.
All right. If that's what this is, honestly, I walked down to the store and back. I didn't put you guys in the green room. I just went to the store and back, and I missed the last half hour or so. So I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds like it's some gossipy crap, and we can do that on
Skype chat
or something.
We didn't really talk about anything. You know, they talked about fucking 4chan threads, and fucking Wild Goose talked forever about other shit.
Oh God, I'm glad I missed that. All right, good, cool. All right, well, here, Kishu, whether you hate me or not, I'm going to play this and say goodnight.
Thank you very nice.